The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last home game of the regular season is upon us here tonight in Joe Sims Gym, and that means Bulldog Nation will assemble to honor 9 seniors who've made a mark that'll never be forgotten in Clay County. Lady Dogs Riley Burchett, Abby Head, Isabella Hale, and Paige Matthews have been a part of 1 district championship, 2 state tournament berths, a Final Four appearance, and 85 wins so far in their careers. And they look for another one tonight as they, along with head coach Matt Walker, defend their 21-4 record against Kaylin Thompson and the 7-19 Macon County Tigerettes. Coach Rob Edwards, 20-3 Mighty Dogs, feature 5 solid seniors in John Hamilton, Alec Kerr, Bryce Bailey, Jimmy Burchett, and Keaton Arms, who have been a part of 103 wins, 3 district titles, 2 region crowns, 3 state tournament berths, and a state championship. But they're not done yet, and the journey continues tonight against a familiar foe, head coach Mike Owens, who brings his 5-23 Macon County Tigers into Salina looking for an upset. This is Senior Night in Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke, Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show. This is our ninth broadcast of this basketball season. For the sixth and final time during the regular season, we're high atop Joe Sims Gym looking down at Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and once again, it's my privilege to describe the action this evening. Joining me soon will be former head coach Joe Sims. Coach Thomas Watson's off tonight in Cookeville to see Tennessee Tech host Southern Indiana, but we may have a guest to fill in for him in a little bit. With me for now is a man who's never had to be filled in for yet. He's saddled up to the table right now for the 164th broadcast of Clay County sports coverage right here on the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas Weaver.
That's a pretty good number, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Of course, six seasons now, and that's football and basketball combined. Of course, 164 different events we've covered.
We've been busy, and we're back here at home, and for what we hope is not the last time, because we want to be back here later this month a time or two, Daniel.
That's right. Region quarters, obviously sub-state games, those are ones we could be here again for.
And this is always a pretty good matchup between these two. You know, though Clay County should be able to handle both of these Macon County teams since they beat them already once. It's always pretty good between these two communities.
It is. Macon County on both sides, boys and girls, they're down a little bit, but a strong program. They play tough region, too. They're Triple-A ball clubs, so playing in District 7 Triple-A, no easy task. So probably better than the record show.
I'll agree. We're looking forward to these. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting us going and keeping us on the air for those 6 years. So, folks, thank them if you can. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope you'll pick up a copy next week of the newspaper for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent game in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for much more in the CarQuest pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until next week, we'll summarize the two wins Clay County notched over Jackson County Tuesday night. The Lady Dogs beat the Lady Blue Devils 65-38 in the game that was close early before Clay County ripped off a 9-0 run to gain control. They led 21-10 at the end of one and by 17 at the break, before cruising to the 27-point victory behind Briley Burchett and Hallie Buford scoring 14 each. Madison Hayes 12, Abby Head 7, Landry May 6, Ella Eats 5, Lacey Wicks 4, and Bella Acklock 3. Daniel, that was another one, kind of like that Gordonsville game. You know, competitive early, but didn't last long.
Yeah, I just think it shows the strength of Coach Walker's squad. You know, these aren't horrible teams. You know, Gordonsville, Jackson, you mentioned them. Their records aren't great, but they're not pitiful. And we end up beating them by 30 points. Pretty strong.
No doubt. The boys' clash on the Cumberland lived up to the billing as the Dogs came from behind to claim a 41-37 victory over the Blue Devils. After leading by three at the break, Clay County allowed Jackson County to build an 8-point lead early in the fourth before the Dogs rallied down the stretch for the win. Jimmy Burchett, a season-high 16. Nate Adams chipped in 10. Lance Burchett, 7. Keaton Arms, 6. And John Hamilton, 2. Daniel, we talked about that on the broadcast. I think that was a big moment for these Dogs.
It was. I'm not going to say it was a sub-state type atmosphere, but that was a pretty hostile environment down there in Gainesboro. Trailing towards the end of a game, hadn't done that in a while. That's going to help them win a region title, going to help them win maybe a sub-state game. I haven't played that one.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your newspaper next week. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Macon County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. This past Tuesday, it was Clay County beating Jackson County 65-38. Clark Range beat Stone Memorial 51-30. Pickett County beat Gordonsville 67-42. And Coach Sims, a game that cost you one. Red Bull and Springs lost to Van Buren County 52-55.
Yeah, they did. I thought it'd be pretty close. And you never can tell. I guess home team won that one.
They did. Tonight's contest, of course, this is Thursday night. Only two games. Both of them, well, one of them in particular, really good. 15-10 Red Bull and Springs at 16-8 Pickett County, and that one's got implications in terms of standing for next week's district tournament. Coach, Burgstown a tough place to play. Red Bull coming off a loss. Who do you like in it?
Well, I think Red Bull beat them the first time, I think.
They did.
But I'll have to go with Pickett on their home court.
Of course, the other game tonight right here at Joe Simmons Gym, 21-4 Clay County, going to host 7-19 Macon County. Current District 7A standings, two people have locked up their spots. First place Clay County at 7-0, last place Gordonsville at 0-8. Pickett and Clark Range both tied for second at 4-3. Red Bull and Springs sits in fourth place at 3-4. Obviously, Clark Range and Clay County going to play tomorrow night up on the range, so a lot of stuff yet to work out in the girls' side of District 7A. District 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control, kills them off. We'll go ahead here and make sure that we have plenty of time to do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, this is a series that at one time was heavily in favor of Macon County. However, Clay County's won the last four in it. They've already beat them twice this year, in fact, played them in the Christmas Classic and in Lafayette earlier this year. So what can we do to get that elusive third win this season?
Well, you know, we're better than they are. We just need to play our game. Like talked about that Jackson County the other night. You know, I didn't see the game here at Christmas, but I saw the one over there. And, you know, they played pretty good that night. They gave us a pretty good game, but we pulled away at the end. You know, I don't think we have to do anything special. Just play our game and, you know, they leave us open outside, make the shot, or go inside to the big girls, and I think we'll be all right.
Well, we've got, of course, your good friend Larry White, recently the head coach over at Macon County. I guess this is the second year now that he's been removed from that, or just the first?
First.
Okay, so they won the state title 2 years ago, is that right?
Yeah.
So we've got some players on this Tigret squad that likely were a part of that team, not big players, but on the squad.
They might be two or three left, but there's not many because he graduated all five that played. He didn't sub unless he just absolutely had to, and he started a bunch of freshmen last year. And
so still probably a pretty young overall squad.
Yeah. I remember that 55, that big redheaded girl. She really hurt us over there. She's a good post player. I coached against her mother back in 93. She was a good guard. But she's a good player. She's about the only one I know.
Like Coach Sims said, Clay County just better. Just got to go out and prove it. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. It is time for the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, senior night at Clay County High School. Almost time for tip-off, and that means it's time for the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. The Macon County Tigerettes, their head coach, Kaylin Thompson. This is her first season leading the program over there, a 7-19 record this year. They are 1-11 in District 7 AAA play. They have a current streak of 7 losses coming into tonight's contest. Starting for the Tigerettes, number 14, Leighton Kirby. Number 24, Carly Ramsey. Number 44, Natalie Green. Number 55, Allie Thompson. And number 40, Cadence Walrand. The Clay County Bulldogs, the Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, 7th season overall, 151 wins to 66 losses, a strong 21-4 record this season. 7-0 in District 7A play. Current streak, 7 wins for the Black, Purple, and Gold Ladies. Starting tonight for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashlock. a senior number 10, Abby Head.
I don't think she's starting.
Oh, Bella not starting tonight. No. Going to rest her. That'd be Lacey Wicks then. We'll have sophomore Paige Matthews. Thanks, Coach Sims. Let's start that over again. Starting tonight for the Lady Dogs, it's going to be senior Paige Matthews, senior Abby Head, senior Izzy Hale, junior Hallie Buford, and junior Riley Burchett. Starting lineups have been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County, of course, the home team tonight. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Macon County, the visiting team, they wear their blue travel jerseys, white numerals on those. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Macon County will be shooting at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. So senior Paige Matthews coming in to get the start. Just an individual, Coach Sims, just a fine young lady. Parents, Philip Matthews and Ashley Sponick, well-known around here. Of course, her mom, a teacher down at Salina K-8, and her dad's coached a lot of these girls in basketball over the years in different roles, and nice to see her out there.
Yeah.
Macon County controls the tip. It's going to be Natalie Green with it. She hands off to Lakeland Kirby. Kirby going to run the point. Already taken away, though. Bradley Burchett knocks it free. Abby Head with it. She gives back to Burchett. She'll score from right block and draw the foul.
That was a good start.
You know, it was interesting there. Paige Matthews in on the trap to cause that turnover, guys. Making an impact in her first start early.
Matt said he hoped he didn't have to play Bella. Of course, tomorrow night we've got Clark Range. That's really the big game.
Right.
So, of course, you always start all your seniors.
Ashok, well, I guess she's maybe dressed. Still has her shooting shirt on down there on the bench.
Yeah, I think she's dressed out.
Burchett completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and Clay County leads 3-0, 7:35 and ticking. First quarter, Macon County going to try it on offense again. They work it inside to Allie Thompson. She kicks out, three-pointer taken and missed. That was off the fingertips of Natalie Green. Rebound controlled by Macon County, though. Another three-pointer fire, top of the key. It's good by Leighton Kirby, and we're knotted up 3-3. Coach Walker here meeting Macon County for the 15th time. He's got a 4-11 record against them. 2-5 here in Salina. Those four wins, the last four in the series. Clay County with a four-game series win streak. Abby Head missing the runner from right side. Rebound Macon County and a chance for them to take an early lead. Ball's at right wing now. Dished inside the post. Back out of the left wing. Green with it. Kicks back to Kirby. Ball going to be taken away. Hallie Buford with it. Hallie across the timeline working one-on-one. Crosses up the defender. Picks it up. Pivot shoots and is fouled. Buford going to go to the line. 77% free throw shooter on the season. Coach Sims, last broadcast Tuesday night, I was guessing what Bella Ashok averaged in personal fouls. I was wrong. I said probably right at one, maybe less. She's actually the second leading fouler on the team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Average.
Average is, let's see, I included it tonight. Fouls, Ashok, 1.8. Average is 1.8 a game. Still a low number.
Bad.
Yeah, the only Lady Dog averaging over two is Izzy Hale with her 2.4. Of course, they fouled her out Tuesday night. That didn't help the average. No fault to Izzy, as we talked about that in the last broadcast, though. Free throws were good by Buford, and Clay County's up 5-3. Izzy Hale with a rebound after the Tigerettes miss a jumper. Buford hands off to Head, and the senior walks across the timeline. She's been a great Lady Dog, hasn't she, Tom?
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. And she's really come on in the last, late season of her junior year.
Good.
Allie Buford drives the lane. That's four straight for Buford. And we've got an official timeout for something on the floor here, Daniel. Oh, Coach Walker calling a timeout.
Got to work a few reserves in, I suppose. 6:05 mark, first quarter. Clay County up 7-3.
Mm-hmm.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina for Senior Night, where Clay County jumped out to a 7-3 lead here over Macon County.
Yeah.
Riley Burchett with an and one, and Hallie Buford with four straight points for the Lady Dogs.
Not a surprise. We know she can get on a streak. Take away by Burchett. Out they pass ahead to Abby Head. She's going to score from right block. Clay County starting to flex their muscle early in this first quarter, and already a 9-3 lead. Burchett, another steal here on Senior Night into the paint. Foul on the floor, though. Clay County going to inbound from the baseline. Riley, the most accomplished of these seniors in terms of scoring, just over 1,300 points in her career, 1,316, I believe it was, coming into tonight. Good enough for 10th all time, if I'm not mistaken. And she's probably going to close in on a few of those alumni that's in front of her before her career's done.
Yeah, she'll probably get another 100 to 150 points anyway.
Burgett with it into the paint. Bounce past the Wicks. Jumper no good. Rebound Macon County. Ramsey with it. Crosses the timeline. Sets up at right wing in a trap. Picks up the dribble. She's in a mess. Finally gets out of it. Cadence Warren with it. She loses the handle and over and back. For the Tigerettes. Thomas, I have that written down correctly. Don't know. Number 40, Cadence Walrund.
That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Walrund. Different names we're not used to out of Macon County on this roster, you know. We don't see any Carters much. Well, there's one down there.
Got one.
Freshman, I think.
Hadley Buford powering a three, top of the key, no good. Rebounding putback by Burchett. She's tied up for a jump ball. Tigerette did a nice job getting her hand on the basketball, stopped with the shooting motion of Riley before she got it up above the chest level with it. Head to inbound, works it into sophomore Lacey Wicks. Now, Lizzie Hale got a fire three. No hesitation on that, as Coach Watson likes to say, but no points. A little too strong on the attempt. Burchett, very aggressive tonight. I like it. She gets called for the personal on that one, though. Bradley already with 2-3 steals. Steal leader in this series, Amber Strong. Her senior year back in 2004, she had 7 takeaways. Tigerettes with it, looking for points. They've hit 1 3-pointer. That's all the scoring they've done so far. 4:40 mark of this first quarter. 9-3, Clay County in front. Abby Head with a rebound. Half-court pass ahead to Wicks. A little too hot and high. Goes out of bounds. Coach Sims, we got this 6-point lead, but you almost feel like perhaps we should have a bigger lead than this.
Yeah, right there was kind of a lost opportunity, but we're doing all right. Still got over half a quarter.
Kind of keeping Macon County out of their comfort zone with some of our pressure.
Yeah, they're not looking as good as they did the first time we played so far. They may start looking better, but a little shaky against our traps and press.
Izzy Hale picks up her first personal. Clay County's second team foul. Tigerettes to inbound from their own baseline. Three-pointer from the corner up the fingertips of Cadence Walren. No, that's not Walren. That was Natalie Green with the triple. Is that her second, Thomas?
No, Kirby had the first one done.
That three-pointer makes it 6 for the Tigerettes, 9 for the Lady Dogs. Izzy Hale on the bucket.
Yeah, got a rebound stick back.
Rebound and put back by Izzy Hale. 5 points the lead for the Lady Dogs, 11-6. Foul on the floor. Hale going to be called for her second.
Well, she made it 2 or 3 minutes longer than she did Tuesday night.
That she did. Yeah, I think it was about it was less than a minute and a half.
About 6:30 range.
Madison Hayes checking in for Izzy. Fortunately, Hayes, a strong reserve. Of course, we announced her as the TDS top performer Tuesday night down in Gainesboro. Abby Head across the timeline, gives over to Buford. Yeah. Hallie got a fire three. Yeah. Knocked it down. Buford has found her stroke again. There was a couple games she was not as hot from behind the arc. But she's been hitting most all of them lately.
Yeah, you leave her that open, she's going to hit it most of the time.
42% shooter on the season from distance. Tigerettes missed one, rebound by Urchin. She's going to be fouled. And then Bradley throws the Tigerette to the floor.
Well, I don't think she really meant to. They just kind of had arms entwined.
Burchett, I like how she's playing tonight.
Yeah,
I think maybe this is personal to her, senior night.
Yeah.
Already some steals, playing aggressive, playing tough. Not that she usually doesn't, but you just see a little bit of an edge to her. 3:15 and ticking first quarter. Lady Dogs back with a basketball. Abby Head left wing drives inside. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Macon County. Cadence Wallen on the rebound, works ahead to Ramsey. Ramsey into the front court, dishes off to a teammate at left wing. I believe that's going to be Shockley. She's inside, floater's good.
Yeah.
It was Carly Ramsey going the harm and getting the point. She goes to the line for the and one opportunity. Hayes called for the personal. Looking over Coach Meadows' stats that he sent me the other day, if I'm not mistaken. Maddie Hayes, the fourth leading scorer on the team, behind Burchett, Head, and Buford, of course. And they all set very similar, right at the edge of double figures on their scoring. Hayes averaging 6.2 points per game.
Well, that really doesn't surprise me.
Shooting a good 52% from the field. Of course, she does most of her work done close to the rim.
Yeah.
Looking for a travel, Thomas?
Well, instead we get a foul on Bradley Burchett.
Two personals.
A lot of fouls being called. It's five on us and four on them. We'll both be the 1-1 for long.
Two for Bradley Burchett, two for Izzy Hale, one for Maddie Hayes for Clay County. I've done a poor job of marking the Tigerettes fouls. Another takeaway. Abby Head steals it. Pass ahead to Lacey Wicks. Wicks lay up from right side. No good, but she's fouled. Foul's going to go against number 22, Katie Jo Shockley. And Lacey Wicks at the free throw line. Not a ton of attempts on the season for Wicks from that spot. 9 of 16 at this point. 56%. Missed that off the right side of the rim. Second one's away. Too strong off the back of the iron. Wicks with her own rebound. Kicks it outside to the freshman, Baker Walden. Walden to Buford. Buford's three, no good. Rebound and put back by Wicks. Good. That's what Lacey Wicks can do for you.
What made up for missing those two fouls, Josh?
Trap in the backcourt. Wicks at head. Had the Tigerette in trouble. She passes out to a teammate. It's going to be Ramsey with it. Timeout going to be taken by head coach Kalen Thompson. 30-second variety. 2:05 mark first quarter. Clay County 16, Macon County 9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Macon County 16-9. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Hallie Buford off to another fast start. She's got seven already in this quarter. I think she had eight down in Jackson County in the first 8 minutes.
Nice to have that early surge from her. Tigerettes with it on the inbound after the timeout. Missed jump shot on the floor for Clay County. Abby Head, Baylor Walden, Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Lacey Wicks. Continue to see some of these different lineups. Of course, we know Burchett and Hale both on the bench with two personals early.
Yes, very similar to what we saw on Tuesday night in Jackson County, Danny.
Perimeter pass it by Clay County. Buford with it now. She drives inside, pivots, picks it up, kicks back to Abby Head. Head fires a three from right wing. Good. Abby Head put ink to paper yesterday, officially signed with Johnson University here at Clay County High School. A nice day for her.
Yeah, I saw that stuff on Facebook last night or today or sometime. Talked to her a little before the game about it. She's excited, seems like.
Good. Another takeaway. Lacey Wicks continues her defensive prowess. Comes down to the other end. Ooh. Was standing out of bounds when she tried to save it. Even she had to smile about that.
Yeah, she kind of volleyball spiked it back in bounds.
She knew she couldn't touch it, but couldn't help but try.
I think she might have almost got away with it.
Almost.
It was a delayed reaction.
Yeah.
Well, really, she had much choice. It's going to hit regardless.
Nice move on the offensive end for Macon County by Allie Thompson. Coach Sims mentioned over in Lafayette back in December she had a good night. Perhaps she may end up having a good one here. Her first points, though. 19-11 the score. Clay County with an 8-point lead. 35 seconds and ticking first quarter. Coach Walker talking to his girls from the bench. Buford letting time tick away. You've got a. We know it's going to be Head or Buford, depending on what's drawn up here. Could go inside, but I doubt it.
Yeah, it's a little pop-out three-point screen. We've seen that quite a bit here with Head. That, or I think you may see Buford with a high ball screen.
Down to 10 seconds. Play starts to take motion. Three-pointer, top of the key. Hallie, no good. Rebound Thompson for Macon County. 2 seconds. Now one. Buzzer's going to sound. First quarter ends. Clay County's put up 19 points, but they have not pulled away. Macon County's posted 11.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Macon County 19-11 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary. Brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Leading the way for the Lady Dogs is Hallie Buford with 7 first quarter points. Abby Head has 5. Isabella Hale has 2. Briley Burchett 3. And Lacey Wicks, 2 points for Clay County as they total 19-11 and lead by 8. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
That they are. Coach Sims, pretty decent first quarter, making Kenny hanging, though.
Yeah. Hey, I don't remember what it was over there, but they might have even been ahead at the end of the first quarter, but we played pretty well that quarter, I thought.
Of course, like we mentioned earlier, Macon County, they play in a tough league. I mean, Clay County does,
yeah,
too, but,
yeah.
Macon County's is tougher.
Theirs is killer.
So they're used to seeing good basketball now, then, not out. Wicks with a jumped, missed jump shot. Buford a missed putback. Ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, this new alignment next year is really going to make it a little easier on them. They're going down west with Portland and Greenbrier and some of those teams they were with 30 years ago.
Huh.
They get to leave the Upperman, Livingston, White County, Crossville, Stone, the Cab District.
Still going to be AAA, though.
Yeah. It'll be a little easier.
You mentioned Stone. It's another takeaway. Lacey Wicks for the steal gives to Walden. Walden dishes over to Head. That pass never makes it to Abby, though. It's taken back away by Carly Ramsey. And the Tiger Reds going to convert on points. Cadence Walren adds the bucket from left block. You mentioned Stone. Of course, year in, year out, pretty strong, but they're down this year.
Yeah, their girls are down this year. That's the only game that Macon County's won in the district. They beat them once.
What about Cumberland County? Is their girls good this year?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay. Maddie Hayes with it right wing all the way to the hoop. Nice move. Gets the bucket. Nobody wanted to stop her.
Cumberland County's probably not good as Upperman and maybe Livingston, but they're in top 3 or 4. You know, they're capable of beating anybody.
Another near steal by Clay County. Macon County hangs on low. However, they do miss a point-blank jump shot from Ryan Block. It was the post player, Allie Thompson. She's going to make 9 out of 10 of those, Tom.
Yeah, very fortunate there, Clay County was.
Three-pointer, Walden, left corner, a little short. Rebound Thompson. Thompson's got good length. He's about as tall a player as we've seen probably on the girls' side this year.
Yeah, I mean, this Macon County team looks the part. I mean, they struggle a little bit in the ball handling category, but other than that, they've got some players underneath.
Three-pointer hit. Ramsey, her second three-pointer of the night. And just like that, 21-16. Must be her first from the way Thomas looked at me. So three different Tiger Reds have hit from distance then.
That's correct. Green, hey. Ramsey, and Kirby, Daniel.
5 points the difference, 21-16. Clay County's led throughout. However, the Tiger Reds fighting back, and here's a turnover.
Well, he threw it away, they called a walk.
Travel call prior to the pass. Ella Eads checking in. Izzy Hale checking back in. Maddie Hayes and AC Wicks checking out. We've still not seen Bella Ashok in the contest. She is dressed and on the bench, like Coach Sims mentioned, though, trying to save her, not use her tonight. 5:25 and ticking in this second quarter. Macon County looking to draw within one possession. Missed jump shot, rebound Izzy Hale. Nice hustle by Izzy. She plays with two personals here. On the floor for Clay County, freshman Baylor Walden, freshman Ella Eads, senior Izzy Hale, senior Abby Head, and junior Hallie Buford. Head, baseline drive, shot up, no good. She's fouled, though. Natalie Green going to be called for the personal. Coach Sims, in the intro when we came on air, we mentioned these four seniors for the Lady Dogs. They've been a part of 85 wins, a Final Four appearance, two state tournament berths, and one district title. I'd like to see them win a region championship this year, something they've not done during their years in high school.
Well, I think it's there. You know, they just take advantage of it.
We
really showed up last year, I thought, but didn't work out.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but 2004, the last time we played sub-state here in this gym. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we've not had a region championship since 2004. It's
right.
Certainly time.
Yeah.
4:50 and ticking. Tiger Reds still trail by five. Thompson inside, shot up, no good. Good defense by Halen Buford there. Thompson hustling, got her own rebound, and a jump ball call. So after a 19-point first quarter, Thomas, only 2 points here in the second quarter for the Lady Dogs. 4:47 mark right now.
Yeah, I think it, you know, you got your leader, basically, Riley Burchett, who this team, when they're at their best, they're playing through her in the post. And I think they're trying to find that offensive identity without Burchett at this point. Not saying that Head and Buford can't score the ball, but I'm telling you, it's, most of the time it works through Burchett.
Yeah.
I'll get it out in a minute to get those shots for those two.
We are an inside-out team.
That's right.
Hale with a nice-looking jump shot, went halfway into the cylinder but rattled out. Tiger X back with it, and Easy picks up her third personal. I can't defend her on that one.
No.
Definitely had the contact that time. Just trying to prevent the Tigerettes from an easy two, but it does cost her third personal. And Maddie Hayes immediately going to come back to the scores table to check in for her. Coach Walker discussing with her now about maybe some self-preservation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've just got to realize what you're playing with and alter what you're doing. Keaton Arms does it a lot on the boys' side of things. He'll pick up two and kind of changes what he does sometimes.
He does.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to realize it's better to give up two than to have to go sit down.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like that, with those free throws, one was hit, one was missed, 21-17. 4 points the difference. Clay County still with the lead, though, halfway through this second quarter. Junior Kendall Matthews with it at left wing. She's played more since the Christmas break. Buford fires another three.
Shot.
Hits her second.
We needed that.
Yes, we did.
That's, Riley, she's not in foul trouble, is she?
Got two.
You may just be wanting to make sure she don't get three, I guess.
Personal foul call on freshman Ella Eads. Wave that to Ramsey. Hit the line to shoot two. No, it's 14, Layton Kirby. I thought it was 24. She wasn't shooting two. She was shooting the front end of a one-and-one, and she missed it. Clay County with possession here. Lacey Wicks, and Baylor Walden checking back in. Joining them on the floor, Hallie Buford, Abby Head, Matty Hayes.
A little 1-3-1 look or something out of Macon County.
Yeah, they said this one ago.
Not sure.
I think it's a 1-2-1-1.
Okay.
Larry used to play that quite a bit. He probably taught Brooks, whatever her name is now, how to do that.
Now, I think I've heard you talk about a 1-2-1-1 press.
Yeah,
but not as much in the half court.
Yeah, this is that 1-2. The first one in the back. Responsibility is to front the post. You double in the post all the time, basically.
So they got one in front and one behind
right.
If they go to the block.
Yeah.
Hayes at the line.
Those two girls on the elbows, corner of the foul lines, kind of cover the wing and the corner. Once you get shots out there.
Maddie with a smooth stroke on the first one. Second one as well. Hayes a good shooter. 65% free throw shooter on the season coming into tonight. She improves on that average right there, hitting both of them. Clay County back in front by 9, 26-17. After we fell to only 4 points the lead a few moments ago.
Yeah, just a big shot from Hallie Buford and then Hayes with the free throws there. And kind of maintain and stop the bleeding, so to say.
Thompson at the line. Where she's shooting the front end of a 1-1. Foul was against Maddie Hayes. Shot was missed. Tally Buford with the rebound. 3:10 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County 26, Macon County 17. Buford right wing across the head at left wing. Abby bounced pass inside for Walden. It was swatted away by the Tigerettes, though. Macon County back with it. Kirby in the front court, well defended. Gives it off to Thompson. Thompson kicks the green. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Kirby. Now a jump ball going to be called. Nice job by freshman Baylor Walden going to the floor hustling for it. Know anything about the JV games, guys, boys or girls, tonight?
Boys won. I got here in time to see the last quarter and a half of it. I don't know about the girls.
Congratulations to assistant coach Andrew Mattis. I guess Andrew coaches both of those. I know he does the boys. I'm not sure about the girls.
It probably does. I don't really know.
Could be our other assistant coach. We never mention him. He's from Monterey. We try to leave him out sometimes, Thomas. But Tyrus West.
Pretty sure he coaches the JV girls.
I thought maybe so.
He was repping the boys' JV game.
Was he?
So he could have coached the girls. I don't know.
We're lucky to have him here. Seldom mention him just because basketball's a quicker pace. Sometimes we forget to. But I think this is the third year maybe he's been helping. I know he helped last year.
I can't believe just two.
Okay. Thompson hits two free throws, is that correct?
Received married a pretty good alum from Clay County, so
yes.
That kind of brings him into the fold a little.
26-19, 7 points of difference. Clay County with the lead. Inside to Maddie Hayes. Power dribble shot, good.
Yeah.
Hayes with 6 points now, perhaps?
All in this second quarter, Daniel.
2:15 and ticking, second quarter, 28-19. Clay County's never led by more than 9, 10?
I think 10 maybe at one time.
We got 10 points on a head three-pointer right at the end of the first quarter, and the Macon County answered with a bucket to cut it to 8. So 10, about the best margin, I think.
Leading by 9 now. Macon County with an offensive rebound here gets to reset the offense. Try it again. Step back three-pointer from right side. No good by Carney Ramsey. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Coach Sims, what can you tell us about Kaylin Thompson, Macon County's head coach?
I just remember she was a really good player. That's about it. I know she helped Larry for 2 or 3 years, 3 or 4 or something like that. But
so she's spent a lot of time around him then.
Yeah.
Bucket by Maddie Hayes.
I don't know if she played for him or she played for Jeff Beam when he was there. I remember coaching against her.
Hallie Buford going to be called for the foul. Not a ton of contact, but
she was on one of them teams that it was impossible to beat almost. I remember that. I tell you what, this Macon County bunch over the years, we've had as much trouble with them as we have anybody. I mean, Gary Carter was there for years and years, and he always had a big old team. It would outsize us so bad, it was awful. And we'd still find a way to beat them every now and then, but, our percentage of winning against them hadn't been very good until the last couple of years. 04, the last year I coached before I retired the first time. We beat them three times that year, I think, but most of the time it was two losses.
Yeah, like, you know, as you mentioned, to split with them usually is considered a good thing,
yeah,
to get one of them. Free throws were good. Both of them by Thompson, just one. One by Thompson. 30-20. Abby Head trying to extend it out with three more. Rattles off the rim. Under a minute to play here in the second quarter. Tiger Edge with the basketball. 30-20 the score. As we mentioned, this is the third meeting this year between these squads. As Lacey Wicks gets called for the foul, Carly Ramsey going to go to the line to shoot. Teams met in Lafayette on December the 12th. Lady Dogs won that one 70-57. So that one stayed pretty tight, 13 points the difference. Then in Salina, they met again at the Christmas Classic in December. Now that one got a little out of hand, 72-45, the final in that contest.
Yeah, and that was the one I think we saw Hallie Buford nail five three-pointers in it. She scored 19 and Head had 24. So those two really teed off,
yeah,
on the Tigerettes that night.
No wonder we had 72 then.
Ashlock also in double figures, and Burchett real close in that one. So almost five in double figures in that 70-pointer.
One of those free throws good, one of them bad. Makes it a nine-point game. Clay County with the opportunity to play for the last shot if they choose. 25 seconds and ticking here in this first half of play. Head goes right. Now backs up. 15 seconds. Hayes at one post. Wicks at the other. Hayes now with it in the corner. Tries to go back to Head. Ball knocked out of bounds. So 5.9 seconds. So, Coach, do you have as many plays inbounding from the sideline as you do from the baseline?
I never did. I just had two or three on the side.
You got to think it may be better here. A set play may be better than running offense.
Well, he's not going to run what I thought he would, but he kept one that I had.
Three-pointer at the buzzer. Heavy hit. It's good. It worked out nicely. A great finish to this first half of play. Clay County 33, Macon County 21. 12 points for the lead.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strome, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Macon County 33-21 here at the break in Salina, and it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County got off to a good start and outscored Macon County 19-11 in the first quarter to go up by 8, and then Macon County kind of fought back, cut the lead in half 21-17 midway through the second quarter until Clay County responded to go up by 12, 33-21 here at halftime. For Macon County, they're being led by Carly Ramsey with 7 points. Leighton Kirby has 4, Natalie Green 3, Allie Thompson 5, and Cadence Walran has 2. For Clay County, Hallie Buford, 10 first half points. She's made 2 3-pointers. Abby Head also with 2 threes. She's got 8 along with Madison Hayes, who scored all 8 of her points in the second quarter. Also, Lacey Wicks with 2 and Briley Burchett with 3 points in foul trouble and on the bench most of the first half. Again, Clay County leads by 12, 33-21 here over Macon County. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading here at the break by 12, 33-21 over Macon County. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Kerman Exteriors. Tennessee senior Tyreek Key and the Vols are 19-5 overall and 8-3 in SEC play. They've now lost one straight after being beaten at the buzzer last night in Nashville by Vanderbilt, 65-66. Despite the loss, though, Tyreek was back to form after being in a bit of a slump. He went 6-12 from the field, including 2-4 from behind the arc for 14 points. During 27 minutes of playing time, the Vols take the floor again on Saturday in Knoxville for a 6 o'clock Eastern tip against the Missouri Tigers. Coach Sims, I know you follow the Vols when you can. I was asking Coach Edwards yesterday, I said, what's been going on with Tyreek? He said, well, you know, I don't know that a whole lot's been going on with him. He's one of the best players on what was recently the number two team in the country.
Yeah.
They just played some real good teams, and he's just had his stroke off a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
That happens, doesn't it?
Last 7-8 games, he hadn't shot it really good and played good. You know, I've seen most of the games. I was driving last night and didn't get to watch the game. I got it recorded. I'll probably watch it eventually, but I was keeping up the score. But it's good to see him get back in double figures again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's a good player.
Tennessee Tech freshman Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles, they're 11-14 overall and 7-5 in OVC play. They've now won one straight. After beating SEMO 82-20 on Saturday, they're hosting Southern Indiana tonight in Cookeville. That game tips off at 8 o'clock. So we'll know whether they win or lose. Probably not before we go off air, but they are playing tonight. Freed Hardman, sophomore Katie Arms, and the Lady Lions are 16-8 overall and 10-8 in Mid-Southern Conference play. They're on a two-game losing streak after falling to Bethel on Saturday, 59-69. They traveled to Wilberforce in Ohio today. They tipped off at 4:30, so that one is coming close to being final, I suppose, if it's not already. Volunteer State freshman Cherokee Upton and the Lady Pioneers are 5-13 overall and 3-9 in the Tennessee Community College Athletic Association play. They're in the midst of a 9-game losing streak after losing to Cleveland State on Saturday, 40-76. They played at Dyersburg State yesterday. I was not at school in the office today, didn't get to look up whether they won or not. Folks, this week's Soga Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Kermit Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, anything we need to do different in the second half, or just keep up what we're doing?
No, just hoping not foul hard as much. That'd be the only thing I'd pull a snot to do, but I thought we played pretty good that first half.
Yeah, 33 and a half on pace for a pretty good score in that. Holding them to 21, so things certainly could be worse. Clay County going to be in possession here to open up this second half of play. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our right now in the second half, making County the hoop to our left. Just to remind you, Lady Dogs will be back in action tomorrow night in Clark Range, final District 7 regular season game of the year. Abby Head with it out, Tom. We do not have those original five starters on the floor. Of course, tonight it was Paige Matthews who got the start here on senior night. She had several minutes of that first quarter before going back and being subbed out by Lacey Wicks. On the floor are Lacey Wicks, Bradley Burchett, Izzy Hale, Hallie Buford, and Abby Head. Burchett inside. First possession, tried to go right to the workhorse, and she makes it to the line. Burchett on the season, averaging two trips to the free throw line per game. I would have guessed it would have been higher than that.
I would have, too.
I'm sure Coach Mendez has it right, though. Says that on the year total, she had made 49 trips to the free throw line prior to this one.
Who leads us in free throw attempts?
Oh, that one I'm sure is Burchett. Let's see. Free throws attempted, Burchett, 109. Oh. Second after that
she just shot 49.
49 trips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 49 trips.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's better.
Second on free throws attempted would be Abby Head.
Okay.
Lacey Wicks with a takeaway. Her third steal of the night gives the Buford layup left side. Good.
That's a nice play by Wicks.
36-21, 15 points to lead. 6:55 and ticking. Tigerettes with it, looking for their first points of the quarter. Not going to happen this time. Easy Hale takes it away. Looks to go coast to coast. Drives the right side of the lane. Started to pivot with it. Taken away, though, by Kirby. Burgett kicks the ball. Thomas, you talked about Buford having 5 3-pointers in a contest earlier this year against them. Single game leader against them, Michelle Chambers. She had 8 triples back in 1998, her senior year against Macon County.
That's a big number. You don't see that much.
Yeah, that was a barn burner. I can remember it. We threw around and got beat.
Tiger Hits looking for points. 3-pointer. Ooh! Nice shot from the corner. Number 44. Call Green. That name off, Thomas.
Natalie Green, her 2nd 3 of the night.
I've lost my roster for the moment. 36-24, back to a 12-point difference. Head out top, swings to Burgett. Bradley going to fire 3. We know what she can do from there. Missed everything that time, though. She is very good from behind the arc, though. Tigerette's back with it. Ramsey in the front court, drives baseline. Kicks over to Thompson. Thompson now drives the right side of the lane. She's going to draw a foul and go to the line. Is she Hale going to pick up her 4th if they call it on her? No, it's Buford. Hallie's 2nd personal. First one's good by Thompson. 11 points the difference. Seconds away. That one too strong. Rebound Buford. Slow pace here for Clay County. No need to rush. 11-point lead. 5:35 and ticking 3rd quarter. Clay County trying to move on to 22-4 on the year. Buford, right wing, drives inside, 6-foot running floater. No good. Rebound Thompson for Macon.
Thought that was going to go.
Katie Joe Shockley with it. Gives off to Ramsey. Back to Kirby out top. Back to Shockley. 3-pointer. Left corner. Good. Katie Joe Shockley, I don't have classes on these Tigerettes, but Thomas, she looks pretty young to me. I figure a freshman sophomore.
I'd say you're exactly right, Daniel. That's a big shot for the young player right there, pulling Macon County. Kind of back where they were. You know, they're seesawing back and forth, staying in this one.
8 points the difference with that 3-pointer. Another Clay County miss, another Tigerette rebound. Macon County with possession. Riley Burchett wants it back. Jump ball going to be called. It's Thompson and Burchett having a scrum on the floor. Possession arrow going to be in favor of Macon County. 4:44 mark, 3rd quarter, 36-28. Back to 8 points, Coach.
Well, they took about 7 off our lead here. I know it was 15 at one time.
Yep.
7-0 run by Macon County right here. 2 3-pointers and a free throw.
Green with it, right side.
Matt was trying to experiment with the 1-3-1 there. He's went back to man now, so maybe it'll get better.
Shockley with it, top of the key. She just hit the 3-pointer, head defending her. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Kirby. Kirby defended by Wicks. Wicks, a tough defender. Kirby quickly gets rid of it. Ramsey now. Drives to the elbow, kicks back out to Kirby, inside to Thompson. She's defended by Burchett. Bradley wants the ball. It's loose. Abby Head picks it up. Nice job by Burchett, forcing the turnover. Head to Buford. Buford inside. Now to Hale. Hale drives. Kicks to Buford. 3-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound. Burchett. And a foul going to be called on Thompson. Foul's on the floor. Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. Burchett, you can't sometimes hear us, Thomas, me and Coach Sims earlier, talking about how Bradley kind of playing with a chip on her shoulder tonight. Maybe a senior night meaning something to her. Really aggressive play out of Bradley.
Yes, she has been, for sure, Daniel. And you're right. This game, we talked about it in the opener, you know. Two communities, neighboring county rivals, you know, never know what personal storylines you might have going. But, number one, this could be Bradley Burchett's last time ever playing on Joe Sims' gym. So
could be.
She's going to try to make the most of it.
Abby hit at the line to shoot 2. First one's true.
That could happen, but surely it ain't going to happen. We sure can't get a region game here.
Well, we know that we'll take just a minute and touch on it. Abby Head hits both of those, puts Clay County back up by 10. District tournament next week, Tuesday night, will be the district quarterfinals or district play-in, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know on the girls' side who it'll be. We know Gordonsville will be in that game Tuesday at 6 from Jackson County High School against any combination of Clark Range, Red Bull, or Pickett.
Probably be Red Bulling, but could be any of them. You know,
could be any.
That shakes out this last couple of days.
We know that the Lady Dogs will play on Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the girls' semifinal. We'll be the number one seed, so we'll have the early start time.
We'll play the winner of Gordonsville and whoever they play.
Right. And I tell you, you know, we assume that's going to be either Pickett, Red Bulling, or Clark Range. Like you just said, probably Red Bulling. That's not a gimme.
No.
Abby Head with a layup. Easy Hale took it away. Had a nice assist to her. 3 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Clay County back in front by 12, 40-28. Macon County trying to draw back within single points, or at least cut it to 10. Thompson, nice move. Gets it back to 10. Thompson's starting to put together a pretty good scoring night now.
Yes, he's up to 8 points on the nine. Had other opportunities. Just hasn't been real true from the free throw line, Daniel.
Abby Head under pressure by Kirby. Gives to Buford. Hanley with it. Gives to Bradley. Bradley drives the left side of the lane. Going for the hoop. Shot was blocked by Green. Green takes it back the other way. Gives to Ramsey. Ramsey now into the front court. Euro step layup no good. Rebound by Shockley. And they say she traveled.
Thought Brady might have got fouled down on the other end a while ago, but they didn't call it.
Clay Kenny taking back over here on the floor for Coach Walker. Lacey Wicks, Izzy Hale, Bradley Burchett, Hallie Buford, and Abby Head. We've yet to see Ashlock in this one. Like Coach Sims said, probably won't. A takeaway by the Tigerettes. Open layup coming. It's going to be Ramsey who scores from left block. Back to a 10-point game. Clay Kenny having to work. Head across the timeline. Sets up shop at the top of the key. Gives to Burchett. Her three-pointer from right wing is going to be wide of the mark. Taken away by Hale. It was rebounded by Ramsey. Izzy Hale, though, creates a turnover. Head to Hale. Hale, top of the key. Wanted a three. Starts the drive. Gives to Burchett. Bradley on the power drive, and she's fouled. Bradley with that patented diagonal drive across the paint. Foul called on Ramsey. Actually, I'm sorry, 44, not 24. Natalie Green picks up her third person. Clay County's won 7 straight coming into this one as Burchett hits the first. Last loss came to York Institute on January the 10th, 55-30. And if you're wondering how a 21-4 team got beat by 25 points, it's because York Institute's really good.
Yes, they are.
Number 2 team in AA ball, maybe number 1?
Been ranked 2nd all year, I think.
Who sets the top, do you know, on the AA number 1?
Well, I look at it every week, but
it probably hadn't changed either. It's probably been the same team.
I think it might be Martin Westview.
Tigerettes with it. Third quarter action. They've continued to hang around, have they not, Thomas? 9 points the difference.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's been, 8 and 9 points. And then we've got a timeout on the floor. Clay County still leads 41-32, minute to go here in the third.
Side. Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 41-32. Minute to go here in the third quarter, Daniel. And, you know, this has been kind of a seesaw battle. Once Clay County's gained control, it's been pretty even.
It has, and I don't think this is a product of any kind of bad play. I think it goes back to Macon County being a battle-tested team playing in tough District 7 AAA. Green with it, gives inside to Thompson. Thompson had a mismatch against Walden. Walden with good pressure, though, created a missed shot. Wicks with the rebound. Her outlet pass too strong. We've done that a few times.
Yeah, that's where she's got to learn. You know, don't take that kind of chance, especially late in a quarter like this. But
sometimes you got to
still learn. You know.
Oh, yeah. Live to fight another day sometimes. Almost comes up with a takeaway back on the defensive end. And she does. Comes over the top of Green. Took it away. Abby Head with it. She dishes the Wicks. Wicks lay up. Jump shot, rather.
Good. Good. That made up for that other one.
I like how she stopped short and went for the jumper rather than the layup.
Yeah, great finish by Wicks. But that's another difference right there. Coach Walker kind of backed off on the pressure when we got up to this big lead, Daniel. And as soon as you bring it back, you get plays like that.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of got so much foul trouble there early. Kind of had to get out of it.
Thompson. Underhanded layup, no good. Got her on rebound. They say she travels. 9.2 seconds left in this third quarter. Clay County with a chance to come down to score points. 43-32, 11 points the lead. Abby hit on the inbound. Going to have to play it quick. 6 seconds. Now 5, 4, 3, 2. Head still with it. With 1 second, the floater, no good. At the end of three, it's Clay County 43, Macon County 32.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you? Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Macon County 43-32 with 8 minutes left here in the ball game. Here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. The Macon County Tigress just outscored the Lady Bulldogs 11-8 in the third to pull within 9, leading the way for Clay County. Got two with a cool dozen. Abby Head has 12, and also Hallie Buford. Riley Burchett, 5. Isabella Hell, 2. Lacey Wicks, 4. And Madison Hayes has 8. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Fourth quarter action underway. Baker Walden, she's played a lot tonight, has it left wing. Abby Head, three-pointer, top of the key, could not find his mark. Must have had a bad release or something. Such a great shooter to shoot air ball.
She's looking at her hand like, I don't know what.
What's the matter, Tom?
I've got 41-32. That's what I was saying. Scoreboard showing 43. Did I miss something?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I like 43 better, though.
Could have missed something.
Tigress with it here, trying to cut into this lead. Foul going to be called on Walden. Baker, one of those young players, I just get the feeling maybe she's wise beyond her years, pretty calm player.
Yeah.
They're correct.
Scoreboard is. Thompson with it for the Tigress. Defended by Burchett, gives up to Green. Now Kirby out top. Kirby works right, uses the screen, picks up the dribble, inside to Thompson. Thompson, power dribble, pivot, shoot, no good. Rebound, Burchett. On the floor for Clay County, Izzy Hale, Bradley Burchett, Hallie Buford, Abby Head and Baylor Walden. Walden, left wing. I don't know that Baylor's fired a shot tonight. I know she hadn't scored, has she?
She hadn't. She took a three early. I do remember
okay.
that.
I think that may be the only one. Hallie Buford has the bucket. Only reason I say that is because I know she has the potential to be a really good scorer, but doesn't have to have that role tonight. Left side of the lane drive, shot blocked by Burchett. Pass ahead to Abby Head, layup coming, and it's good. Through the course of a game, we get a whole lot of those.
Yeah, we've got pretty good speed compared to most people.
Head and Wicks both, of course, Buford as well.
If Wicks is out there, we've definitely got some speed.
Yeah, yeah, Wicks definitely the fastest player on the team. Green with
Hallie moves pretty good, for being a good-sized guard.
Ramsey, now to Thompson. Thompson at the elbow, works against Burchett. Bradley going to be called for the foul.
Sure.
Senior night festivities going to come up between these games. I don't know how that will affect the upcoming Lady Dog wrap brought to you by Co Panels of Tennessee and the upcoming Carquest Boys pregame show. We will be filming throughout. You'll see all that. Depending on the atmosphere, may talk during that time, maybe not. Just don't know, Thomas. You'll have to make that call, judgment call.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Unfortunately, we have no way to monitor the PA announcers through our broadcast, so we won't be actually hearing what's going on live, but we may get you to talk about it or myself on.
Oh, there's no doubt we can. No doubt we can. 5:55 and Tiggin still in this one, though. Clay County's led throughout. They're up by 14 right now. Biggest lead, I think, has been 15, we decided.
Double.
Yeah, Maddie Hayes called for the double dribble. Tiger Reds take back over. Bradley Burchett getting a breather. I guess, yeah, four personals. That's why she's getting a breather. Shockley with it. Inside to Green. Green posted up. Pivots. Passes outside. Kirby top of the key. Now Shockley. Macon County really not that singular leading scorer on this squad. You're talking identity over for the Lady Dogs. I think that's also something Macon County perhaps trying to figure out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's going to be Ramsey inside. Good defense by Hale. Forces a bad shot. It hits the bottom of the backboard. Lady Dogs back in possession. Walden going to fire a three. Almost good. A little too strong. Rebounded put back by Maddie Hayes. Her shot blocked by Thompson. Don't see Hayes with her shot rejected very often. Thompson tall enough to do it, though.
Yeah, Hayes kind of has a low release, Daniel.
She does. She's,
you know, you see a lot of hands get on her ball.
She needs to figure out some way to jump and shoot at the same time. I mean.
Yeah, right.
I've noticed that a lot lately. She gets a lot of stuff blocked.
Now, I've noticed that's been a big improvement for John Hamilton from last year to this year. Hamilton, he keeps a high, keeps it high, doesn't lose that basketball much. Coach Watson talks a lot about that when Hamilton's playing.
Yeah, if Maddie would just get her hands up, you know, as big as she is, I couldn't block a lot of them, but she needs to really work on that.
Well, I hadn't thought about it really as much in basketball. I know all the time. You know, coaching quarterbacks over the years in football, always preaching, don't let the ball drop below your chest. We're keeping it right here higher. We're not going lower than right here. Same thing, same principle. When you go low with it and away from the body, bad things happen. 14 points to lead. Have we missed any scoring, Thomas?
We have. Missed free throws by Macon County and then a travel on the rebound.
Usually when I get sidetracked, not much is happening.
That's true.
Almost halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:30 and ticking. These seniors trying to win the 86th game of their careers. The boys, they've won 103 games, been part of teams that have won 103.
Yeah, they still got a chance to win some more.
They certainly do. Of course, one more guaranteed regular season game for the Lady Dogs. And then you hope, two in the district, three in the region, a sub-state, that'd be six, and then hopefully on beyond. be the third consecutive year for both squads. If they do advance, now technically for the boys, it'd be the fourth consecutive year they qualified the COVID year that the tournament was canceled.
Yeah.
Of course, a bit of a shocking loss back in 2019 here at home. I think we were a 31-3 boys team. We were 29-3 at that point and got beat here at home in a sub-state game. Or it would be five consecutive trips.
Who was that? Fayetteville that come up here and beat us?
I think so.
I think it was.
I wasn't at that game. It's one of the few I've missed in recent years as far as the sub-state goes.
I was here. We led.
Yeah.
Last second shot. Yep.
Well, I actually misspoke. I said that would be five in a row. Had we advanced that year, that would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This year would be 9 in a row if we had advanced that year. Starting back, I guess, Tyreek's sophomore year, which would have been the 15 season, 15, 16, 17, 18 we advanced, 19 lost in the sub-state, and then the last 3 years, 20, 21, and 22, we have advanced.
That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, it is. It's easy. He's Coach Edwards is with his banners, has went with Goldwyn's for state tournament years.
Yeah, Paul started that back in the 80s, and he's continued to do that.
Yeah, I see those hiding back out of the state tournaments from the 80s. Easier to spot them.
Yeah.
Macon County with it. They still trail by 14, 49-35. Near score by Shockley. Rebound to Easy Hale, though, and a foul called. Coach Sims, you called for a bit of a cleaner game in the second half. Each team now up to right at 16 fouls or so, but it has been a little cleaner.
Yeah, quite a bit. Long into this quarter, we only had two fouls.
3:05 and ticking. Thomas, anything that just jumps out at you?
Not really. Two in double figures for Clay County. Abby Head leading the way with 16, and Hallie Buford with 14.
Clay County just kind of coasting here, so to speak. Foot not on the gas real hard, don't need to be. Double-digit lead, Easy Hale, going to be called for a moving screen. And she did.
Yeah, probably.
It was a good one. It was a good screen. Knocked the girl to the floor. And it was pretty subtle, but kind of did lean and jump into her a little.
Hey, she's got to play a whole lot more tonight. She did Tuesday night.
She did. I asked her, saw her the next morning at school. I said, Izzy, they weren't going to let you play, were they? And she said, I don't know what the deal was. Burch is going to be called for the foul. Brownlee's going to expire here in this one. Believe that's her fear. She knows it because she's headed to the bench.
I really thought that could have been a charge, but it didn't go that way.
Brownlee Burchett on senior now. Going to take a seat, gets a nice ovation. She'll get an even better one between games when she's honored. Thompson hits one there. Second one's away. Also good. 12 points the difference.
Can't pull away in this one, Daniel.
Can't do it. 49-37. I wish I had classes on these Tigerettes. I'd like to speculate about what next year might look like for them, but I didn't do my due diligence tonight.
They're supposed to have a good 8th grade class coming up next year. Supposed to have one player that's really good.
Well, kind of as you alluded to earlier, Macon County not the type of girls program that stays down for long.
No.
Foul going to be called against Carly Ramsey. Paige Matthews checking back into the contest. On the floor joining Matthews are Izzy Hale, Hallie Buford, Lacey Wiggs, and Abby Head. Buford smooth on the first free throw, earns the right to shoot the second. It's away and good. 51-37. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, the ladies will tip off at Clark Range against Coach Rogers. We've talked about it each broadcast here lately. It's been 21 years. since Clay County's won up there. They've already ramped up the regular season standings. Coach Sims, to me, that's a strong, strong advantage. There's nothing to worry about. Even if you lose the game, you're still number one. Go up there and be that much.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to play tight or anything like that. But I guarantee you, he'll have that bunch fired up, you know, whether it's we've got it locked up or not. He wants to get a win against us. And
of course, we embarrassed him here inside. Well, in your gym, beat him by 20.
Yeah, 20. Well, it was really more than that. It ended up 51-33, I think. But we just, you don't need to not let it get in their mind that they can't beat us.
Right. That's right. Because good chance we'll meet them again. District tournament, region tournament. We need them thinking that they can't beat us.
Right.
Heavy head hits both of those. No surprise. 14 points the lead. Seems like I've said that a lot. Been around 14 for a while, back and forth.
Yeah, it has. It climbed as high as 16 at one point, Daniel, but pretty sure that's the largest lead of the game.
Thompson adds two more as she gets deeper into double digits. Back to 12, 53-41. Not a lot of time left, though. Minute 15 left in the contest. Abby Head, the one going to the free throw line. We know how dangerous that can be for the opposition. Probably around an 80% free throw shooter. I don't guess it's hardly that high. Yeah, 84%.
God's been saying it's higher, I think. I remember you the other night said it was 84, I believe. She's money.
58 of 69 coming into tonight.
That's higher than anybody I ever had. I had few shoot maybe around 80, but I don't think I've had anybody shoot 84.
I'll take blame for her missing that second one there, bragging on her so much. Hit the first, miss the second. 13 points the lead. Abby Head with it again. Tigerettes came down, couldn't get the points they were looking for. Paige Matthews with it right corner, fires the three. A little short. Wick's going to be fouled on the rebound opportunity. Lacey going to go to the line to shoot. Of course, Brady fouled out on the bench right now, but the other three seniors are on the floor. Free throws in and out. No good for Wicks. Double bonus here. That's why she's getting to shoot two. Second one's a little too strong. Rebounded by Thompson. 50 seconds and ticking here. Tiger Ants, no doubt, will try to get a few more points, but they're not going to be able to climb back in it now. Buford with a rebound. Macon County conceding at this point. The last couple possessions, they've immediately fouled. Not doing so now. Paige Matthews with a three. Everybody holding their breath, hoping to see the senior hit one. She finished the game with a big triple against the Tennessee Heat a few weeks ago. Spin move by Thompson. Izzy Hale going to be called for the personal. That might be her fifth.
Yeah, it is. That's her fifth.
Izzy going to get to join Bradley over on the bench. Izzy Hale recently named the valedictorian of this graduating class.
I saw that. That's real impressive.
Katie Burnett, the salutatorian this year. Buford and Abby Head checking out. On the floor for Coach Walker for these last 16.7 seconds. Ella Eads, Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews, Landry May, and Paige Matthews. Paige waiting back here in the right corner. Going to have one more opportunity, perhaps, to the three. Here's the look. It's away. Ooh, almost.
Closer.
Macon County, the rebound. They're going to get it back to
it.
What a great display of sportsmanship by the Tigerettes.
Shoot again. Hey, she up down.
Paige Matthews with a three-pointer to end the game on senior night. That's good stuff. The Lady the Tigerettes want to see her do it. Had the last two rebounds.
That was really nice of them.
Very nice. Brings a tear to my eye to see that. great young lady with a great moment. Clay County winners tonight, 57-43. They move to 22-4 on the year.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome back to Salina. Coach Walker and Coach Edwards preparing for senior night festivities down here in front of us. We're going to try to get in the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up, Coach. Another one kind of like we expected.
Yeah.
Clay County kind of jumped on them, going up by 8 at the end of the first quarter and then 12 at halftime, and it kind of went from there.
Yeah, I thought we played solid, you know, not anything spectacular, but good solid ball game. We jumped on them early. There were some steals and got some stuff in transition. Had to hit a couple threes early and, you know, got us a little lead. And, we just kind of showed, you know, who's the best team, I thought.
Yeah, I agree with you. You see Senior Paige Matthews being recognized here. Folks, Coach, I guess we'll just do a little play-by-play of this as we go through.
I'll be fine.
Paige has been a long-time manager. We saw her get the opportunity to make a shot here in her last ball game for senior night. That's pretty impressive.
It was, yeah. She's a good kid, I'm sure. I don't really know her that well, but, you know, she likes being around the team and, you know, doing whatever she can, I'm sure.
You see Abby Head being recognized here also tonight. You know, she's one of those players that really came on last year and is kind of taking it to another level.
Really know much about Abby when she first came into high school, but she has turned out to be a really, really good player. I'm just really impressed with her play. She's clutch. I mean, free throws. She's hit some big threes late in games, and she's just a good player.
And then probably the most experienced Lady Dog. Been starting since she was a freshman. Riley Burch is one of the all-time greats, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's kind of a, like a few I had when I was coaching, an undersized post player. But, you know, she can step out and hit the three, and she just does a lot of stuff good. You know, real good kid, and just a good player.
Scored over 1,000 points in her career. She's a district 7A MVP, conference MVP right. type player.
Yeah.
We got senior Isabella Hale. She's starting in her first year as a senior, but contributed throughout her career.
She
played
has.
Off the bench for Coach Walker.
Yeah, she's played some. Of course, the older she got, the more she got to play. She's had a really good senior year. Like we've talked before, her and Maddie together have been, really been a good position. You know, that five, you know, between them, they're probably averaging 12 or 14 points a game and 7 or 8 rebounds, and that's really good.
Also, the valedictorian.
Right, that's even
County
more impressive, you know.
Also, while we transition to Coach Edwards here, we'll talk about the scoring for Macon County. We saw Shockley with 3, Cadence Wallerum with 2. Allie Thompson had led the way with 14. Natalie Green with 6. Carly Ramsey had 11 points for Macon County. And Leighton Kirby had 4. We see Coach Edwards recognizing John Hamilton. Daniel talks about it all the time, how Hamilton's really kind of grown into his size this year, became nimble.
Yeah.
He's really contributing, I think.
He's a good player. You know, he's lost some weight. It makes him a little more, I guess, a little quicker, you know, a little faster. And hey, he's had a good year.
Daniel calls him the toughest competitor he's ever seen. Jimmy Burchett, when his back's against the wall, he makes big plays.
He
does. Saw that the other night down in Jackson County. Jimmy Burchett's been a great Bulldog, too.
He has. And, you know, football, basketball, I don't know if he plays baseball or not, but he's sure been a good player for us. Well, see, he's got some good blood in him, you know, like him and Riley and all of them come from the Burchett family. And I coached his daddy and her daddy and all of them when they were getting.
And then Keaton Arms, also a great parent.
Coached both of his parents.
coached both of them. Keaton Arms kind of done it all for Clay County, and much like Jimmy Burchett.
Right.
But Coach, I think he's having a district MVP type season.
He's
the best player in this league right now.
He may be. This kid right here, Bryce, he's really come on this year. He always had a hard time hitting the shot, but now he's probably been our best, most consistent shooter this year. He's really been good.
Yeah, really. You ask Coach Edwards who his knockdown shooter is, it's Bryce
Bailey.
And he's done a really good job for Coach Edwards filling in. And, you know, Bryce is one of those that's kind of waited his turn.
Right.
You know, played some reserve time all his career, and it's paying off for him in his senior
right.
year.
And sometimes you have to do that. You know, if you got good kid players in front of you, you just have to wait your turn.
That's right. And we got Alec Kerr, one of the best athletes ever to come through Clay County
no
High
doubt.
School in
no
multiple
doubt.
Sports. Playing in his senior season, hadn't played since he's a freshman, and making big big contributions for this team.
Another one I coached, both his parents.
So some of the best classes to ever come through Clay County High School, one of the best classes, standing down here at center court and getting recognized on senior night. Coach, let's get back to this game. We saw 2 Lady Dawgs, kind of similar to last time they played, getting high double figures. Hallie Buford, 16 points tonight. I think she's really found her stroke in the last week or so.
She has. She kind of lost it, like we talked about there for a couple of games, but she's too good a shooter not to, you know, to go too long without hitting it. She's,
right.
I mean, I've got a lot of confidence in her when she squares up to shoot it. She's just a really good player, you know. I know Bradley was MVP last year, but it wouldn't surprise me if she didn't win it this year. But now, I think we got 3 players that could win it tomorrow, so I don't know who will, but they're all – capable of it, and you know, it wouldn't be a surprise to see any of them get it, I don't think.
Yeah, probably the toughest competition may be the girl from Red Bull and Springs.
She's probably scores more than, she probably averages close to 20 a game, but you know, their team's not near as good as theirs.
That's true. Also, Abby Head with 19 tonight. Isabella
Hill.
Yes, she had a big game, aided by free throws down the stretch. Isabella Hill, 2. Riley Burchett, 5. She was in foul trouble throughout this one. Manny Hayes had 8 all in the second quarter. And then Lacey Wicks with 4. Coach, not a bad tune-up heading into a big game tomorrow night. We talked about it. It doesn't mean a whole lot as far as standings goes. Clay County's already locked in the top seed in next week's district tournament. But this is a big one.
It is. Anytime you go to Clark Range, it's a big game. I don't care if they're what kind of record they got. Too much stuff under the bridge in years past, you know.
Right.
Of course, it might not be hardly as personal to Matt as it would be to me, but it's still, I think, you know, he understands. And I think the girls understand. I've talked to them a little about it, too.
Well, that's good. That's good. We look forward to being up there tomorrow night, Coach, and hopefully coming home with a big win.
Yeah,
thanks
hopefully.
For being with us.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up. Been brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever. We're building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
FDIC.
Welcome to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this non-district boys contest, we'll go ahead and do the budget pest control boys 7A update. Action back on Tuesday night of this week. It was Clay County that beat Jackson County in a fine contest down in Gainesboro, 41-37. The final, Clay County had to fight back from an 8-point deficit late in that one to get the win. Also on Tuesday night, Clark Range lost to Stone Memorial, 76-37. Pickett County lost to Gordonsville Coastal there, 41-47. And also on Tuesday night, Red Bull and Springs lost to Van Buren County, 49-55, 6-point loss for them. But this kind of shows how good Red Bull is, even though they had a 3-19 record. Van Buren had beat Jackson County twice this year, and Red Bull almost beats Van Buren. So despite that overall record being down, the Red Dogs, a pretty strong team. Now, Coach Watson lost the game in his picks. With that Red Bull loss, he's 6-5 on the season. Coach Sims, 8-3 on the season. Only two games tonight. Obviously, the 20-3 Clay County Bulldogs set here to host the 5-23 Macon County Tigers. The other one going on tonight, Thomas, I guess I'll let you pick this one just like you did the other night. We've got the 3-19 Red Dogs on the road in Birdstown against the 14-10 Pickett County Bobcats. By record, we know that doesn't add up to much. But I expect it to be closer than the overall records might show. Who do you like in that one for Coach Watson?
Well, I think you have to go with Pickett County at home. Pick Red Bull at once. I'm not going to make a mistake of doing it twice.
Well, you won with them.
I did.
Yeah, yeah. They beat Trailsdale. I think you picked them over the Yellow Jackets.
Right.
Of course, Trailsdale notoriously down this year. Current District 7A standings, they're pretty much set in stone. Matter of fact, they are. Clay County, the regular season champs, 7-0 currently. Gordonsville has wrapped up district play. They're 6-2 in the conference. Pickett County, 3-4 currently. They sit third place. Two teams right now tied for fourth. That's the 1-6 Clark Range Buffaloes and the 1-6 Red Bull and Springs Red Dogs. We know for a fact Tuesday night, 7:30, Jackson County High School, the district quarterfinal will be between the Clark Range Buffaloes and the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs. I can't remember what they did this year. They might have split. I think maybe the Buffaloes won the first one. Yeah. Red Bull has improved since the return of Joseph Burble, coming back from injury, and they just got better as the seasons went on. So Clay County on Friday night at 6 o'clock, we'll play the winner of that Clark Range Red Bull and Springs Boys contest. You've got to assume that it's probably going to be Red Bull, and if so, that's not a walk in the park for Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs, because we have beat Red Bull and Springs twice, but by single-digit deficit the second time, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, and what was it, single point? I think it was less than 10.
I'm going to say 6.
The first game.
Oh, the first, I don't know about the first.
Sure.
Well, I've got it.
After that, you know, I think we kind of handled them the second game, even though it was close throughout, Daniel. So, you know, it's a one-off. Not really. Not that it's not. Once you get into semifinals, it's not a one-off.
Right.
But anyway, you don't – this team wants to be playing for a district title, and in order to do that, they're going to have to be playing pretty sharp in that semifinal round.
Whether it's the Buffaloes or the Red Dogs.
And then you look at the other game set in stone. But, of course, beat Gordonsville and Pickett.
Right. The Gordonsville's beat them both times this year. That game, of course, is going to take place on Friday night at 7:30 after Clay County plays. You know, I think Gordonsville's better than Pickett. The big difference in that game, we know both coaches are good coaches. Of course, Greg Bibbs, very familiar with Pickett County, spent a lot of time there himself. But Gordonsville, four seniors that start for them, only two seniors on the team for Pickett County, and they're not two of the premier guys.
No, they're not. And, I think Gordonsville definitely got the upper hand in that one. Pickett County will have trouble scoring the basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Folks, that's been the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They handle all of your pest problems except your in-laws. We've got a bit of an extended break right now, but we do have a special guest joining us, Cousin John Weaver. He plays a big role here in the Horizon Sports Network, sometimes behind the scenes, sometimes he's on air with us. He'll actually be on hand, I believe, calling the district semifinal action next Friday down in Gainesboro. I'm going to be off that night, and he's going to fill in. So Coach Watson's off tonight, John, watching Grant play at Tennessee Tech, and with short notice, you decided to join us. We appreciate you doing that.
I'll try to please, Daniel. Whatever you guys need, I'll try to be there for you.
Well, he does a lot, Thomas, mixing all these commercials and things. John has a lot of influence over what people hear on the Horizon Sports Network night in and night out, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Takes a lot of work off of me, not just with the Horizon Sports Network and all the recordings, but he's our resident graphic designer, builds the newspaper every week, so appreciate what you do with that, bro. And we just got him here to knock the rust off a little bit tonight.
Yeah, you guys said I might need to show up and get worked in a little bit for next week's action. So I did one football game this year, enjoyed that. Feel like I did okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely more of my element to do football, but I'm going to enjoy it either way. So I look forward to next week.
We'll do our best.
We've got about 3 minutes until the starting lineups are announced. We're going to play about two ads, come right back, and do the full coverage final word here on the CarQuest pregame show.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time for the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we cover it all, just like their agency does, non-conference action. Of course, the last time they met, Clay County won 45-38. Dogs have won 9 straight in this series. What do we need to see tonight to make it happen again?
No, I think if Clay County needs to come out sharp. If they don't, this could be a competitive ball game. We say a single point game in the last time out. So, to me, besides that, I'd like to see some guys kind of regain some confidence. Maybe Alec Kerr come out and make a shot or two. You know, some of these contributors throughout this team, John Hamilton, they're not going to have a guy that can guard him in the post. I'd like to see us go to him, maybe get him tuned up for this stretch run of the postseason, Daniel.
Sounds good to me. Give me one thing that Clay County's been doing that you want them to improve on getting ready for tournament time.
Well, I think it's just that, shooting the ball. You know, we've not seen a whole lot of shots from behind the arc, besides maybe from the senior Bryce Bailey. I'd just like to see them tune everything in against this Macon County team and just leave no doubt in this one.
Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Battle Work brought to you by Sean Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. The visiting Macon County Tigers tonight, they wear their blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them. Their head coach, Mike Owens, very familiar to people here in Clay County. Their overall record this year, 5-23. They are 0-12 in their home of District 7 AAA. They are on a 13-game losing streak coming into tonight's contest. Starting for Macon County, a junior, number 1, Brady Driver. A junior, number 30, Dalton Hudson. Sophomore, number 20, Braylon Flowers. Sophomore, number 32, Kaysen Gregory. And a freshman, number 11, McCade Mix. The Clay County Bulldogs, they wear their white home jerseys tonight, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 23rd season overall, 522 wins to 201 losses. A 20-3 record this year, 7-0 in District 7A play. They ride an 11-game win streak into tonight's action. Very fittingly here on Senior Night, the starters, 5 seniors. Number 3, Jimmy Burchett. Number 13, Keaton Arms. Number 15, Bryce Bailey. Number 44, Allie Kerr. And big double zero, John Hamilton. State Farm Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. As we said, these teams met in Lafayette on December the 12th. Dogs won 45-38. 9-game win streak in the series for Clay County. They last lost to them back in 2018. Coach Edwards meeting Macon County tonight for the 36th time. Has a 22-13 record against them coming into the night, 11-4 here in Joe Sims Gym on Rob Edwards Court. Of course, Clay County got a game tomorrow night at Clark Range. This one here going to be a good tune-up for that. It's going to be Hamilton stepping in against big number 32. Kaysen Gregory, good matchup there between those two in terms of size. Hamilton going to control the tip, Burchett with it in the backcourt. Jimmy going to walk across the timeline after looking to Coach Edwards on the bench for the play. Bailey left wing. Penetrates to the free throw line, spins, shoots, 10-foot or 6-foot jumper, good. Bailey looks smooth there, John.
Quick pressure here on the inbound, too, and a steal.
Bailey almost with another bucket. He's going to go to the line to shoot two more. I like the tempo already.
Yeah, you kind of see it in their eyes. They want to come out and play sharp, don't they, John? And, you know, when I look back at the last game, I think Bailey led the way, high double figures, so we could see that again tonight. He's off to a good start.
Bailey at the line. First one's good. Clay County up 3-0.
Bailey's a real comfortable-looking player out there to me. He always seems like he's in control and on balance.
That's a good point. He is. I think that fits him well. Gets his own rebound here. Missed that second free throw. Going to pull the trigger on a three. A little short. Rebounded by Macon County.
You know, Bryce Bailey's played in some big moments. He's come off the bench in state title games and state tournament games, Daniel. And, you know, it's showing in his senior season.
Saw him a lot last year, region title game against East Robertson. Played a lot in that one. Macon County with it. Got their own rebound after a missed three-pointer. Going to take me a moment to learn their players. Driver with it out top. He hands off to Flowers. Flowers defended by Burchett. Going to be knocked away from him. Picked up by Hamilton. He gives it back to his cousin Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline. Dishes ahead to Bailey in the corner. Cross court to Arms. Arms going to fire three from the corner. Good. Keaton Arms can hit from anywhere on the floor. We know that, and he proves it from behind the arc. This Clay County pressure trying to create a turnover here. Keaton on the season coming into the night. Had only shot 4 3-pointers. He had hit 2 of them. A bucket for Macon County. Brady Driver, the junior, adds a baseline jumper. Good for 2. And it's Clay County 6, Macon County 2. 6:30 mark first quarter.
Daniel Arms dove for a steal on that last play and just absolutely pile drove his shoulder into the bleachers over there on the side. It looked like it hurt.
Fortunately, he probably can handle that better than we could. Big, strong kid. Kerr, jump shot. Good. Smooth. Thomas, you wanted to see Kerr get his touch back. That looked promising.
Yeah, and just drove with confidence, pulled up. For Kerr's size, he can elevate and get over the defender really well.
Kason Gregory adds a bucket from the right block. Sophomore center's a good-looking kid. You mentioned Hamilton may have his way tonight. Gregory, pretty good matchup for Arms and Hamilton.
Yeah, just not quite as long, but body-wise, I think he can hold up to the post.
Arms, jump shot, right elbow. Rolls off the right side of the rim, making Kenny the rebound. Flowers with it. Comes across, gives up to the true point guard, junior Brady Driver. Head coach Mike Owens up, talking to his guys. They've had a tough season over there. 5-23 overall record. But once again, much like the girls, District 7 AAA, a tough place to play basketball. They are 0-12 in their AAA district.
Bailey poked it out of bounds there. Got his hand in front of the pass.
Clay County, good defense always.
Who's leading that league? Is that the one, Livingston leading the league over there,
I
along
guess
with Upperman?
That's that league,
know,
yeah.
It's a tough conference to play in.
Ball knocked out of bounds again, making Kenny for the second time going to inbound. Flowers going to be doing it from the baseline. Bounce pass inside to Hudson. He goes to the floor, kicks it outside. Three-pointer no good by Driver, but once again, making Kenny with good hustle, gets the rebound. Stepped out of bounds, though. Clay County got to take back over. 8-4, the score, 5-10 mark of this first quarter.
That Tiger post player got the ball and tried to turn and make a move toward the basket, and there stood Keaton Arms.
Yeah, he found out what that's all about.
Keaton don't give any ground. Bailey, left wing inside the Arms. Has it the free throw line. Jump shot, left elbow. Foul on the floor, going to be called against Macon County. I guess it's going to be Flowers, perhaps.
Yeah, battling with Hamilton underneath down there.
Gregory called for the personal.
Owens wasn't happy about it.
Arms on the inbound, power move, lays it in. Nice bank shot off the glass. Keaton, the leading scorer of this Bulldog squad, and he's leading it tonight already. Nice inbound trap, was it not? John Kern Bailey suffocating defense. Macon County going to have to try it again. They work into Flowers, once again a trap, passes out of it. Tigers come across the timeline, poked free by Kerr. Kerr using that elite speed to create a turnover. Jimmy Burchett with it, he's into the front court. Pass taken away, though, by Flowers and the Tigers.
Poked out from behind by the defender on his way to the goal.
Mix with it, left wing, goes inside to Gregory. Foul caught on the floor, though. Going to be Hamilton or Arms one.
Hamilton.
Hamilton picks up his first personal.
A different look from Hamilton. He's fronting the post player. We haven't seen that much this season.
Flowers inbounds to Mix. Mix with it at the wing. Gives off to Hudson. Hudson now works the driver. Macon County trying to figure out where to attack this Bulldog defense. So far, it's primarily been turnovers for the Tigers.
That's not by mistake, Thomas, the fronting of the post there. That's obviously something Coach Edwards has decided to do in this game.
More perimeter passing out of Macon County. Now a baseline drive, circle back, pivots, driver with it, gives to Hudson out top. He's defended by Arms. Just nowhere to go for this Tiger offense right now.
Hamilton continuing to work hard just to keep him on the high side of him.
Alec Kerr starting to harass. Driver with it. Creates a turnover. Credit Kerr with that pressure. creating over and back. Clay County going to take over here. 3:27 mark first quarter. 10-4 the score. Coach Owens up. He's a veteran. Got one more year. Of course, he took a year off. So him and Coach Edwards may both have 23 years in now. Of course, Owens, the head coach here at the time, it was Salina High School, my senior year back in 2000. He leaves and goes to Red Bull, and Coach Edwards takes over the following year. Thomas, we talked about it pregame. If Owens hadn't made the decision to leave, Edwards may never have set foot here and become the all-time winningest coach in black, purple, and gold country.
Yeah, that's one thing we'll have to credit Owens with.
Kerr misses the three, but Hamilton, the rebounded putback, athletic underneath the hoop.
As we talked about before the game, he kept it high when he made the rebound and just put it right back up.
Foul going to be called on Jimmy Burgett. Got a little too aggressive with the trap that time.
I like Coach Owens' haircut.
Wonder why.
Tigers inbound. Hudson works it into Flowers. Clay County calling the pressure off this time. Maybe going to trap once they get into the front court. Hudson with it. Not Hudson, but Flowers being harassed by Burch. He gives off the driver. Driver right wing now to Hudson. Whistles blow. I missed it. It's going to go against Clay County. Hamilton picks up his second personal. Got three reserves coming in. Junior White Brown and sophomore Lance Burchett. Sophomore Nate Adams checking in. Thomas Lance Burchett so big Tuesday night down in Gainesboro. Those free throws that he was so calm and collected with.
Yeah, both young players, he and Adams both played huge minutes down the stretch for Coach Edwards. Adams with a big three, and then Lance Burchett just calm and cool at the free throw line under pressure.
Browning pulled down the rebound into the Clay County front court. Now a travel called on Lance Burchett. I'd like to have seen a foul on Hudson, but probably the right call made. 2:30 mark, first quarter, 12-4 the score. Of course, this is senior night at Clay County High School. In case you're just tuning in, those nine seniors honored between the contest. We'll try to talk about them more as we go down the stretch. Right now, Macon County trying to climb back in this. They trail by 8 points to Clay County, 12-4. Three-pointer taken by Mix, left wing, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound by Gregory, and he's called for the travel. Lost his footing, and Clay County going to take back over. Timeout taken by Coach Owens. 2:14 mark first quarter. Clay County up by 8.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina. It's senior night, and the seniors have all the points so far. All of them have scored, but Jimmy Burchett, there's 2 minutes left, and they're up 12-4, Clay County is.
Trying to build on that 8-point lead. Sophomore Nate Adams kicks to Bailey. Now arms in the corner. He's already got 1 3-pointer on the night. Now it's Bailey firing a three left corner. Good. Bailey with a good stroke. Thomas, you called for Kerr to find his stroke. Called for Bailey to heat up from behind the arc. So far, so good.
Yeah, and that's what you can use games like this for. Work on the things that you mentioned. You asked me that question. What can Clay County work on? And I think you're seeing it already.
Aggressive move by Lance Burchett. He's called for the contact foul, though, as he came up with the steal. And that's one thing I really like about the play of young Lance Burchett. Much like his older brother, Jimmy, very greedy. Tigers on the inbound. They try to go inside to Gregory. Ball knocked out of bounds by Keaton Arms. Had Arms behind Gregory. Branding on the front side. Hamilton on the bench right now with two personals. Driver to inbound. Works into Flowers out top. Back to driver at the free throw line. Ball loose. Goes out of bounds. Clay County back in possession, John.
Yep, they'll look to extend this big lead they've got going in this first quarter.
11 points to advantage right now. Sophomore Nate Adams, strange to call him a sophomore. He's played so much in both sports, basketball and football. Feels a lot more like a junior. Foul called, illegal screen against Clay County. Be Bailey, perhaps.
I think it was on Arms.
Arms picks up his first personal. On the floor for Clay County, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey, White Browning, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams. Coach Owens also has went to his bench. He has Corey Shrum, a sophomore guard, in there.
See another nice battle underneath between Browning and Gregory Daniel. They're very similar in size.
Trouble out front for Driver. Finally passes out of a trap to Shrum. Shrum with it. Now he finds himself in a trap. Turnover. Bailey with it. Gives to Adams. Adams in the front court. Reverse layup. Good.
These Clay County guards are just absolutely mauling the Tigers players out here out front and taking the ball away from them. Making fast break points.
That's why they have this big 12-point lead, 16-4, 51.6 seconds left in the first. Timeout taken.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County's on a 9-0 run, Daniel, and they lead 17-4.
13 points the advantage. They added one to the tally after they went to break, didn't they? They showed 16-4. I wonder what they missed.
I don't know.
Tigers with it in the front court. Driver, three-pointer, good. Brady Driver, the junior, quickly. Clay County back into their offensive end. Burchett with it out top. Going to drive the right side of the lane. Kicks to his cousin Nate. Now back out to Andrew Smith, who's checked in. The junior gives it back to Nate Adams. Coach Edwards up one of the first times tonight. He's left his seat during the end of this first quarter. 20 seconds and ticking. Adams letting time tick away.
He's cycled all the seniors to the bench at this point.
Yeah, this is his starting five for next year right here. This 6 through 10 positions for Clay County, just about as good as anybody in the district. Burchett with it. Gives to Adams. Three-pointer with 3 seconds left. Top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Flowers. He has no time. Buzzer sounds. First quarter's over. Clay County 17, making County 7.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Macon County 17-7 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Leading the way for Clay County is Bryce Bailey with 6 points. Keaton Arms not far behind with five. Alex Kerr, John Hamilton, and Nate Adams all have two to make up Clay County 17 as they lead by 10. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Five original starters back on the floor to start the second. Already we see Hamilton and Gregory fighting for position.
Wow.
Gregory going to be called for the foul. The sophomore very frustrated. Give credit to Hamilton for keeping his calm. And here's the difference. Coach Edwards keeps his calm. His player does. Coach Owens very emotional. And now he's going to get a technical for running his mouth. That's why you see his sophomore player getting frustrated.
Yeah, and, you know.
Maybe just no technical, just a warning. Sideline bench warning, I think.
Shoot one, and we saw a tee being called.
Okay.
I think. Yep.
Now a conference.
Coach Owens just asking for him to call it on both ends of the court. We've seen some battling underneath from the start of this one between Keaton Arms, John Hamilton, Wyatt Browning, and their post players. And I guess they're not going to shoot one. Must have been a warning.
Just a warning.
I saw the signal from the official.
Maybe he said, I'm fixing the TU.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah,
it's something
he
like
did
that.
Make the
Clay County with it, trying to build on this 10-point lead, 17-7. Bailey left wing, dribbles back out top, now penetrates right side, blocks, scores, and one. Bryce going to go to the line. I like the aggression out of the senior guard.
He just kept calm, took it under control to the lane, and made his move and scored the bucket.
Bailey, a 73% free throw shooter, hadn't had a ton of opportunities this year from the line, 19 of 26 coming into tonight. 7:39 mark here of this second quarter. Bailey hit the shot, but a lane violation call. Point won't count. Lane violation against Clay County. 19-7 the score, 12 points the advantage for the black, purple, and gold. Clay County trying to move on to 21-3 this year. Of course, they lost the opening contest of the year to Livingston with a skeleton crew, only seven players that night. Football was still going on. Of course, of these starters, four of them play football. And the key reserves, White Browning, Nate Adams, Weston Burville, all football players. Of course, Lance Burchett was here that night. He started alongside Bryce Bailey and probably Kyra Westmoreland, Andrew Smith, and I assume Colton Anderson. The only players on the bench that night would have been Hunter Buford, a manager who dressed out, along with who else? I had it in my head and I lost it. Oh, freshman Warner Melton.
Melton, that's
would
right.
Have been the other one. So what happened, John? I missed
the ref under the basket did not call the foul, and then the guy came in and changed the call, basically.
Sometimes everybody gets overruled, I guess. Clay County with the ball here. 6:55 and ticking, second quarter. Burchett directing traffic. Gives to Bailey right wing. Kerr sets a screen inside for Arms. Had a give and go set up. A high low between Arms and Hamilton. Could not connect. I'd like to see Keaton went ahead and just shoot the jump shot there. But he was just following the play call.
Well, I think he had the option, and Hamilton got covered up at the last minute. He was caught up in the air. Didn't have much of a choice.
Not seeing as much diversity tonight, Thomas, but you talked about how good a job you thought Coach Edwards did Tuesday night in our Jackson County. We ran a lot of different stuff, and it was all timely, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, honestly, this game really doesn't call for it. Clay County is superior at every position. There's no matchup problem here, except maybe in the post where they can kind of match up a little bit. But other than that, Clay County superior.
Couple of reserves in now for Macon County. I'll have to learn those guys. Apologize for that. Hudson's with it at left wing. He's one of those starters. He's out top defending by Arms. Gives off to Braylon Marshall, a freshman, so a relatively young squad. A few upperclassmen for Coach Owens, but trying to build a program. I believe this is his first year back at the helm over there. Is that right, Thomas? Do you know?
I think that sounds right to me, Daniel. After taking, 2 years off from Red Bull, I think?
Yeah, I think that's right. Of course, a long time coach at Red Bull, did a great job. He had some good teams, gave us fits, beat us at times, and can't take anything away from Coach Owens.
Yeah, I think you'll see this program improve. You know, Macon County, like I said, they're a big school. They're going to have some athletes come through at times. We see how good their football team was, really good last year.
Right.
I expect Coach Owens to have some success in the future.
Offensively, they struggle tonight just to accomplish a whole lot with it. Right now, Flowers out top, harassed by Burchett. He gives off to Hogan, and he swings back to Hudson. Hudson going to drive against Arms. Gets to the hoop, scores, draws the foul. First time we've seen Hudson decide to pull the trigger from the top of the key and drive with the basketball. Maybe he'll do it more after he scores.
Long, effective possession right there. They exercised handling the ball for over a minute, I'd say. I mean, it was just a while, and then he waited for the right time, drove the basket, and he's going to end up getting the payoff here.
I'm sure that's part of the game plan here for Coach Owens. Play it slow, chew time, limit opportunities. They turned it over so much in the first quarter, though. Let Clay County build this 10-point lead, 19-9. Coach Edwards wants to talk to his guys here. 4:53 mark second quarter. Clay County 19, Macon County 9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Back here in Salina, where Clay County leads Macon County 19-9. Daniel, just 2 points for either team so far here in the second stanza. It was 17-7 at the end of the first. Still a 10-point margin.
Kind of similar. Had a slow start with the second quarter of that girls' game. Burchett with it out top. Swings to Kurt right wing. Now Adams in the corner. Back to Bryce. Cross court to Jenny. White Brown and set up at the free throw line, setting screens. Now Adams going to penetrate with it into the hoop, into the paint. What a move.
Nice big strides to get down the lane straight to the goal.
Sure was. Had a pass fake in there to draw the defense away from him.
You can see Macon County going to the zone. Adams didn't care. He still drove the lane.
No, he'll do it. Flowers out top for Macon County. Gives off to driver at right wing. Now they dish to Marshall. Marshall just holding it undefended. White Brown and inviting him to take the outside shot if he wants to. Marshall just dribbling on there, gives it up. Flower swings it around to Hogan. Now just top betrayed it between those guys. Inside now.
These play guards are just playing real tight, waiting for that moment when they can capitalize.
Foul call. Kerr called for the foul. First personal for Alec. Already the 17 foul called here, so with 3:50 left in the second quarter, we see Macon County's number one, Brady Driver, a junior guard, go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 17 fouls against Clay, 5 against Macon. Misses the front end, rebound White Browning. We've not seen a ton of John Hamilton since he picked up two early personals. Keaton Arms also on the bench. Of course, Coach Edwards knows he's got District 7A competition coming tomorrow night at Clark Range. So if he can get these guys a breather as they play 3 games in 4 nights, Thomas, he'll try to do it. Kerr hits a big triple. 24-9. It was the York game, I believe, here at home, Thomas, that Kerr just lit it up for around 20-something. Hit 5 3-pointers maybe, and he's one of those guys. He may not do it every night, but he don't have to because of his teammates. But when he's needed, he's there.
That's true, Daniel. And, you know, you're right. He hadn't been needed of late. Hadn't really taken a whole lot of shots from the outside and maybe a couple jumpers in the middle. But just a great athlete. Jimmy Burgett with a strong finish.
Going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Who got the steal back here that created it?
Nate Adams kind of snuck in the backside on that pass. Left his man kind of like he does in football sometimes, make that interception.
I'm sure Nate really enjoying this year getting to play with this group of seniors. Of course, coming up through elementary school, never getting to do that in junior high and stuff, always separated by a year. So Lance Burchett and Nate Adams for the first time getting to play with these seniors, and no doubt they enjoy doing it as much as we enjoy watching them. Baseline drive by Adams. He scores. Going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play himself. Thomas updated us a moment ago on the and-one opportunity for Clay County.
Jimmy made the free throw.
Lance Burchett checking in. Alec Kerr checking out. Joining Lance on the floor. Nate Adams, who's at the line to shoot one. Jimmy Burchett, White Brownie, and Bryce Bailey. Adams misses the free throw. Rebounded by Marshall for Macon. He gives to Flowers. In a trap in the backcourt, picks up the dribble. Passes ahead to Driver. Now foul call. No, over and back against Macon. John, more of this guard pressure by Clay County.
They're all over him, Daniel. He threw the pass. The guy had leapt over the line, so he caught it, you know, without establishing himself on the other side. Over and back call.
Guys, this thing's ballooned to a 20-point ball game in a matter of minutes.
They reversed the call. Say it was wrong. Macon County going to reclaim possession. Officials did conference for a moment. And they're humans. They're going to see something and perhaps make their own call at times. Marshall with it. Inside. Driver. Jump shot from the free throw line. It's good. And finally, at the 2:35 mark of this second quarter, making Kenny into double digits with 11. As Thomas just mentioned, Clay County with 29.
Driver jumper stopped the Clay County 10-0 run, and it came in a hurry.
Nice little touch shot by White Browning from right block, stepping into the lane, good for two. Back to a 20-point advantage. Kickball call, Lance Burchett with good pressure in the backcourt. Going to make the Tigers inbound again. Bryce Bailey and Jimmy Burchett checking out. Alec Kerr and Andrew Smith checking back in. Andrew Smith, another one of these juniors who comes off the bench like White Browning does. And, you know, like a lot of these guys sitting on the Clay County bench, Andrew would start for the majority of the squads in the district. But he's patient. He sits here on this outstanding team, helps out when his number's called, and he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, and much like Bryce Bailey, you know, we're going to need Andrew Smith come next season for sure. We may need him to come down this postseason stretch. You never know what kind of foul trouble or other things you see. And Andrew Smith's always ready to play. He handles the ball well. Coach Edwards, like all of his players, has got confidence in him out on the perimeter. We've seen that at the end of quarters. He'll sit his guys down to rest them, put Smith, et cetera, in there to handle the ball for the last shot a lot of times.
Well, the best attribute about Smith, much like his graduated brother Eli, just a hard worker, quiet kid, a yes-sir guy, never complains, takes care of business. What else could you want if you was a coach? Browning at the line, missed the first free throw. Got another one coming.
I think Edwards values effort as much as about anything. You know, he's got
he'll take
a lot
over
of good
time.
Players. You know what I mean? So it kind of forces them to have to give the effort to maintain their kind of position in the whole.
Browning hit that second free throw, making it 32-11, making Kenny struggling to get it down the court. White Browning says, I think I'll take that. Gives it to Lance Burchett. Lance across the timeline.
Talking about effort. This is a 20-point ball game. These guys are going at it just as hard as they possibly can right now.
The big man's got soft hands, I figured out.
Yeah, White, Coach Edwards from day one, since White came in the building, he told me that White Browning's got the best footwork of any big guy he'd ever seen, and that does translate into his hands. Of course, White came out for the first time this year in high school and played football, started at right guard, and he was a huge part of that state championship appearance and state runner-up finish for the Dogs on the gridiron. One of those unsung heroes up front that's working hard every play, paving the way.
Yeah, never played football at that level before and just made a huge impact, just like you said, Daniel, on that team.
Maybe as much improvement for a sub-squad as any. That offensive line improved from the beginning of the season.
I agree. Current line hit the front end. Earns the right to shoot the second. Misses it. Rebounded by Hogan for Macon County. Driver with it. Gives the Flowers, pass ahead to Mix, into the front court, minute 15, and taking second quarter out of Kerr with a steal, 2-on-1, him and Lance Burchett, Kerr going to keep it, misses the shot, put back by Adams, no good, rebounded by Lance Burchett, and a foul call.
That intense defensive pressure is just relentless right here. As soon as they cross the court.
Well, that's one thing that Coach Edwards has always preached during his 23 years, you're going to have nights when offensively, you're just off. You're not hitting it. You control your hustle and your defensive effort. That shouldn't be a factor. Every night should be a great defensive effort. And that's what he expects, and that's the standard that's been set here in this program since he's come in the door.
Another
with it.
Poked away by Adams. Kerr drives and gets fouled.
Foul on the floor. Going to be two shots anyway, though, because of the double bonus.
Under a minute left here in the first half. Clay will be shooting two if they get fouled from here on out.
On the floor for Clay County, got Andrew Smith, Lance Burchett, White Browning, Nate Adams, and Kerr. Alec hits his first.
Kind of a smaller lineup here for Coach Edwards, but the pressure is what it creates.
Kerr just a 50% free throw shooter on the season, 17 of 34 coming into tonight. Of course, everybody's got to remember Alec took 2 years off. from playing basketball, played his freshman year, did not play as a sophomore and junior, and then returned this year. Weston Birdwell checking in, Alec Kerr sitting down.
I thought Browning had a big rebound there, but he fouled in order to get the ball.
Going to walk to the other end. Flowers going to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Sophomore guard Braylon Flowers. So talking about this Macon County squad, only one senior on the team for Coach Owens. That's number 12 reserve, Jack Hogan. So I'm going to go ahead and say the future's looking bright for Coach Owens. He's got four juniors on this squad. Two of them started. We've not seen the other two in action, Thomas. So starting tonight was two juniors, two sophomores, and a freshman. So he's going to return everybody.
Yeah, and you know, they're not a horrible team. Clay County dominating right here. So they're going to improve under Owens as they go as Browning gets another bucket.
Big power move by White from left block. Makes it 36-11. Clay County up by 25. Hudson with it. Bounce pass over to Hogan. He picks up the dribble, gives it back to Hudson. Hudson defended by Weston Birdwell. We know how good he is defensively.
15 seconds left here. Down to 10.
Driver with it, right wing, dribbles inside, jump stop, jump shot, no good. Rebound Browning, 5 seconds on the clock. That's Virtue with it, 3 seconds pass ahead, tipped out of bounds. Going to be a half a second on the clock here.
They said Nate tipped it out of bounds, but I didn't see him touch it, and I saw it pretty clearly.
I don't think half a second's enough time to get a shot off, and Clay Kenny now going to have an opportunity to have half a second.
Yeah, and they'll have it on their end, under their own bucket.
Now, you can tip in half a second. 5/10 of a second. Dog's going to inbound. Lance Burchett going to do it.
See Browning get position right here under the goal.
Works it into Adams. He gets the shot off. No good at the buzzer. After the first half of play, Clay County's up by 25, 36-11 over Macon County. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Macon County 36-11 here at the break in Salina. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County led 8-4 and then ripped off a 9-0 run to go up by 13. They led by 10 at the end of the first quarter, 17-7, and then outscored Macon County 19-4. In the second stanza to take this 25-point lead. The defense of the Bulldogs is what's been impressive. 7 points in the first quarter for Macon County, just 4 in the second. Needless to say, they don't have a whole lot of scores. Brady Driver leads the way with 7 points. Dalton Hudson has 2. Cason Gregory also with 2 points for Macon County. For Clay County, nobody in double figures. Kind of the wealth is spread around. Nate Adams, 6 points. White Browning has 5. John Hamilton, 2. Jimmy Burchett, 3. Bryce Bailey, 8. Alec Kerr, 7. And Keaton Arms, 5. Again, Clay County leads by 25, 36-11 here at halftime in Salina over Macon County. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leading this thing by 25 points, 36-11 at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brennan, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia question. In the 2007 season, head coach Paige Smith and the Lady Dogs split a pair of regular season games with the Macon County Tigerettes, winning 46-35 in Salina and losing 52-53 in Lafayette. One young lady stood out in these contests by setting a single game series scoring mark of 29 points and a single game series rebound record of 13, which has since been tied. And also for good measure, she added 5 steals in one of those games. Who was that Lady Dog player? So an abbreviated rereading here. In the 2007 season, head coach Paige Smith and the Lady Dogs split a pair of regular season games with the Macon County Tigerettes. One Lady Dog played extremely well in those contests. One contest, she had 29 points, another 13 rebounds, and one of them, 5 steals also. Who was it that played so well against Macon County in 2007 for the Lady Dogs? We've had a loyal listener, Sam Daniels, sent in a guess of Ashley Owens. Owens, I believe, the timing's a little off, Sam. I think Owens may be a senior around 2014 or something like that. Now, her name did come up as I was looking through this stuff for a good game against Macon, but this was before her time. Before her time. So think back a few years. 2007. If you think you know the answer, folks, or just want to guess, just like Sam did, send in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Yeah, looking at series leaders against Macon County for the Lady Dogs, 29 points. This young lady holds the single game high in scoring. That's from 1987 when Coach Sims took over till current day. It could be that somebody in yesteryear might have had a higher tally, right. But oh, another good guess. Now, the timing's right on this one. Ashley Turner Copeland was guest. She played for Coach Smith and was a great player, but not her. One of her teammates, Hannah Bowles, sending in that one. Still looking for a correct answer on that trivia challenge. Team's going to switch into the floor here. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our right. During this second half of play, going to do so with the original 5 starters. Macon County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. Melissa White, last week's winner, Tuesday night's winner, sends in the guess of Lindsey Stevens. Right arrow, but not correct. Looking for another great Lady Dog from that 07 year. Tyler Kerr says, question mark. He doesn't know. And that's his era. He would have been probably graduated in 06, so this was the year after he graduated. John, I'm going to step back and let you do a little of this play-by-play. You're going to be calling it next Friday night for boys action, so I'll let you take over a little.
Merchant shot from out top of the key. Kerr, the rebound, the putback from the middle of the paint. Good for 2. Scores now 38-11 here in the third quarter. Clay County leads. Macon County brings the ball out front. Clay County still got the pressure trap defense as soon as they cross the timeline. Clay defense shifts around. There's a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Macon. Throws it away out of bounds. So it'll be Clay County ball.
Tyler Kerr wanting a reread of that question. He wasn't sure what the question was. Question was, in 2007, what Lady Dog had a huge pair of games against the Tigerettes of Macon County? In one, she scored 29 points, 5 steals, 13 rebounds. What Lady Dog in 2007 set that single series scoring mark against the Tigerettes with 29 points and also added 13 rebounds and 5 steals?
Jimmy Burchett with a shot from the elbow, no good. Rebounded by Macon County. They'll bring it back into the front court. Bailey defending the Macon County player out top. Passes over to Driver. Driver to the freshman Mix. On around to the corner. Passes into the post, but Arms is going to foul. That's Gregory, who will be fouled on the floor. No shot.
Host of guests coming in here. Host of guests is on this. Miss White guesses Megan Watson. She had recently graduated. She's already gone in 07, but a great player. Sam Daniels guesses Winter Walker. That's incorrect. Tara Kimes has been guessed by Tyler Kerr. That's incorrect.
Hamilton and Gregory really getting physical down here on under the goal. Hamilton and Gregory.
Intentional foul called on somebody. Who was that on, John?
We saw Hamilton, and it was Gregory, or was it Hudson? I'm not sure.
It was 32, Gregory, and he basically turned to run down the floor and just kind of plowed into Hamilton unnecessarily.
Yeah, I thought it was accidental contact. I don't know. The referee must have seen something that we didn't from up here, John, as he called the intentional foul, and Hamilton's going to the line. Going to
shoot these intentional foul free throws. We have a correct answer on the Subway Trivia Challenge. Listener Hannah Bowles says Megan Kopis, and that's 100% right. Megan, a couple of outstanding games against Macon County, including what I assume is her career high of 29 points. So congratulations to Hannah. She needs to watch the mail for her free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. What about those free throws?
Hamilton made one of two. Is that right, Thomas?
That's it.
Made one of two on the technical free throws. They'll inbound the ball now. Burchett will bring it out top. Bailey gets it on the right wing, passes across the curve to Arms. Bailey faces up at the top of the key to Burchett around the curve. Arms cross-court pass to Bailey, who drives, passes it back across to Arms, who shoots and misses. It's more unnatural-looking activity under the goal there.
Yeah, no doubt. Seeing the two post players still battling, even after the intentional foul, as Hudson and Hamilton battling for position on the rebound, John. And we see offensive a foul against Hudson, I think.
I believe two Macon defenders banged into each other.
Foul was called against John Hamilton.
I don't know. Kind of confusing altogether. Just, as you call, a fracas sometimes.
Yeah, it was a fracas. Personal foul on Hamilton's what come out of it.
I guess it's hard to see because of the action that was happening somewhere else. Got my attention. I didn't see that foul. So it looks like Owens is going to call a timeout here. We're going to go to break. The score is 39-11. The home team leads here in Clay County. 5:38 left in the third quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Holman's Dock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Holman's Dock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 39-11. A little over 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. They're up by 28. There's only 3 points in this third quarter, and they all came from Clay County, John.
Flowers brings the ball up court again, picks up his dribble, and has a hard time finding a player, but he does. They're working it down towards the goal. Burchett defending the freshman mix, poked it out of bounds. It'll still be Macon County's ball. 28-point lead here in Clay County with 5 minutes left in the third. Mix loses the handle. Kerr picks it up, passes ahead to Arms. He'll pull up for the short jumper. It's good. So Arms with the bucket makes it a 30-point lead here in the third. 41-11. Macon County will walk it up again, across the timeline. Here comes the Clay County pressure. Pass it down into the corner deep. Back around the key to the opposite corner. Mix passes it down low to number three, who has it poked away by Burchett. Passes ahead to Bailey. Around the corner, Burchett has the ball again. Squares up the defender. Bailey takes it back around the corner. Gets a screen from Hamilton. Kind of resets the offense. Back over to the left side to Burchett. Around the arms. Fakes. Makes a drive to the goal. It's good for two. Keaton Arms. A little flurry of points. Referee calls it quick.
Yeah, four straight for Arms. He's close to double figures. He's got nine, John.
Arms had an equipment malfunction. They stopped briefly. Give it back to him. Something around his knee. 4 minutes left here in the third. 43-11. Clay County leads Macon County. Late in the CCHS season.
Now halfway through this third quarter, Macon County's still not on the board, Daniel.
They just got 11 points. You know what? We'd sit here and play 20 minutes of basketball, and they've got 11 points to show for it.
Rebound by Bryce Bailey, who will bring it up himself, set up the offense for Clay County again. They've not given up many offensive rebounds to Macon County. You know, they've made sure to limit them to one shot. They missed their shot there. Macon got the rebound. Didn't see who.
On the season, Clay County out-rebounded opponents 28-22, night in, night out.
Mix, the freshman, makes a three-pointer from the corner. Finally getting Macon County on the board here. In the third, with 3 minutes left, it's 43-14. Long three-pointer by Bailey, missed. Burchett gets the rebound, takes his own shot at it. It's no good. Macon bring it back down to their end. Mix over to the middle of the court. Fakes the shot, drives, kicks over to the right side. Eventually gets to number three, Marshall, who scores two for Macon County. 16-43 is the score. Bailey brings the dribble over to his coach, who calls a timeout here. 2:42 left in the third quarter. Clay County High School boys lead Macon County 43-16. We'll be back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Macon County trails Clay County 16-43, John, and Macon County finally with their first points on a mix, McCade mix, three-pointer.
Yeah, we'll see some reserves in for Clay County now. Weston Birdwell drives to the goal. He's one of the new subs in. Also, Lance Burchett, Andrew Smith, Nate Adams back in the game. Also, the big man, number 30, Wyatt Browning. Adams is going to inbound the ball underneath his own goal to Browning, who's going to have the bucket. Puts Clay up 45-16. Still got the pressure as soon as they crossed the timeline from the Clay County guards. It's really been a bother for Macon County, but they've hung with it, passed the ball around. Another three-point attempt by Mix, the freshman, is no good. Rebound by Burchett. It brings it down to Smith, to Browning. Browning passes to Birdwell for two. The layup was good. Clay County still scoring at will, pretty much. 47-16, 1:44 left in the third.
Good awareness by White right there, knowing he had the cutter behind him.
Yeah, Weston Birdwell, we talk about the impact he makes when he comes into a game. Immediately, as soon as he hits the floor, he makes a bucket, doesn't he?
He brings that energy, you know.
Clay County pressure creates a traveling call by Macon County. Burchard tried to sneak it up to Adams, and it was poked away by Hogan of Macon County. It'll still be Clay County's ball, inbounded to Lance Burchett, over to Smith. Now Birdwell, who's fouled by Mix.
Always like to see this lineup when they're in, because like we talked about, this is your 6-10 guys. This is next year's starters right here. And they're a good-looking bunch. They know how to do things.
Clay County inbounds. Adams brings it around top, passes over to Burgett, back to Adams, who tries to get over Smith, but is poked away by Mix. Mix a good player, especially to be just a freshman.
Yeah.
So he'll have a good career over at Lafayette.
Yeah, got the start tonight, did Mix, and you can see why.
Yeah.
And he's subbed in now for Driver, who's back in the game. Lance Burgett, a long three-pointer off the back iron. Almost bounces out of bounds, but got gathered in for the rebound by the Macon County player. They'll bring it up court. Drive to the middle, kick it to the wing, back around top. Hudson, the three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by Burchett. We'll bring it up court. Finds Browning in the middle of the lane, who gets it poked away. And I think he made the foul call there after the steal. Browning gets the foul. Macon County will have possession.
You know, you talked about this lineup. All of these guys have made contributions throughout this 20-win season so far, and at different times and different situations. So these guys are, in a way, Coach Watson was talking about it. You know, you think they're young. Well, they're already a year ahead right now. A sophomore is now a junior this late in the season.
That's right. And you got, by class anyway, three juniors and two sophomores out there. So those juniors basically seniors now.
Guys are down to 20 seconds left here in the third. Hudson drives to the basket. I think he's fouled by, I believe it was Browning, yeah. That's three on Browning now. Reserve post player. The starting post players have done some sitting here in the second half.
Yeah, he might let them play a few minutes and start the fourth. Of course, they got Clark Range tomorrow night
Hudson
on the road.
Missed the first one. He'll have another attempt here with 19 seconds left in the third. It's good. It's 47-17, 30-point Clay County lead as the third quarter ticks down to 10 seconds remaining. Adams makes a move off the Browning screen all the way to the goal. He'll get fouled. Fouled on the shot attempt, so he'll go to the line for two. Nate Adams, a good strong move with time taken down.
You know, we've seen that several times at the end of quarters. We talk about how Coach Edwards likes to rest his starters sometimes. We see Adams take a lot of those shots right before the buzzer.
Well, I'll tell you something about Adams and Lance Burgett. Coach Edwards trusts him a lot. You get down to the end of quarters, decision-making time, guys that think quick on their feet. Adams and Merchant do that. So he trusts those sophomores.
Missed both free throws, though.
Bird will rebound off the missed free throw. Kicked it out to Smith, who missed the three-pointer. Was rebounded again and missed again before the time expired here in the third quarter. Clay County Bulldogs lead Macon County Tigers 47-17. We'll be back for the fourth quarter.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Macon County by 30. It's 47-17 with 8 minutes left here in the ballgame. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply.
No one in double figures for Clay County yet. Keaton Arms and Alec Kerr both have 9. Bryce Bailey, 8. Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton with 3 each. White Browning, 7. Nate Adams, 6. And Western Birdwell has 2. This lady, this dog storm summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today.
Back here in the fourth quarter of the ballgame, Clay County scored 2 points as the brother was reading the, who was it scored those? Bailey?
Bryce, yeah.
After that, we came down to the other end, Macon County drove to the basket. The guy actually leapt pretty good, got off the ground. Okay, the Clay County seniors are coming off the floor now. John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, Alec Kerr, Keaton Arms, all exit the ball game. Get a good round of applause from the Clay County faithful. 7:23 left here in the fourth quarter. Clay County leads 49-17. Macon County is at the free throw line. It's good. Shrum makes the free throw to make it 49-18. Clay County brings the ball back up. Lance Burchett at the point. Passes to Nate Adams, around to Smith on the right wing. Brings it to Birdwell. Now back to Adams. Browning sets a screen at the corner for Adams, who passes back over to Browning. Clears the lane a little bit. A little baby hook is good.
Good looking shot.
Good power move with touch.
Yep.
51-18. How many points has Browning got, Thomas?
He's got 9 right now. Only one Bailey with that bucket got into double figures right at the beginning of the fourth quarter. A lot of guys was right at 10, though.
Solid effort.
You got to realize you're that color guy. You need to start working on
it. Macon County works the ball around. Pass it back over to Flowers. Now around to Driver. Driver will kick it to Shrum. Seems like they're a little content just to possess the ball here.
I suppose sometimes that's good enough.
Daniel, this Clay County team has dominated this game.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of from the get-go. You know, Macon's down. We talked about that. Now, Macon won't be down long. Very similar to the girls' strong program. You know, there was a lot of years, not too far removed, that this was an absolute battle. You know, Macon beat us. A lot of times we'd split with them. We'd get close to Christmas and maybe be on a 10-game win streak to open the year, and we'd lose to Macon, and that'd kind of refocus us a little bit. So, you know, when Carlisle was over there and some of those good teams.
It's been a really good series for Clay County to play, there's no doubt.
Well, when you look at Coach Edwards' all-time record against them, 22-13, that's one of the closer ones we talk about. Most folks, he's, you know, would say 30-5 against or something.
Yeah.
There's 5:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Macon County's controlling the ball, looking for a good opportunity. They get it in the post, but Gregory misses. It's rebounded by White Browning.
Fouled by Flowers.
Browning gets fouled. Clay County's not in the bonus yet. They will be on the next foul. Is that right, Daniel?
Yep. Yep. Both teams will.
So Clay County inbound. Nolan Adams now in the game, along with
Tyler Westmore over
Westmore
here.
Ones.
Yep.
He passes through the middle to Birdwell, who slashes through the lane for 2. 53-18 now the score with 5:15 left in the fourth. Macon brings it back up quickly. Makes a move to the middle and then kicks it out to the wing. Now Hudson makes a move, loses the dribble. Smith knocks it away. Hudson gets the ball back, makes a baseline move. Spins and gets Birdwell up in the air. Gets fouled, makes the shot.
Yep.
Traditional
nice
3-point play potentially here.
Yeah, nice move by Hudson. We talked about this post presence they have. Both of those players are underclassmen, right, Daniel?
Yeah. Yep. Gregory's a sophomore, Hudson a junior.
Weston Birdle's first foul.
Thomas, you mentioned
Wyatt Browning coming off the court.
There were several guys right at 10. Well, the single game scoring leader against Macon, Mr. Tyree Key, he had 49 one night. His senior year against Macon. Somebody else might have had 10, but he leads the way there.
Yeah, I remember that game. It was at Macon County. You know, it was one of those really highly competitive games at that time.
They were good.
Carwile and some of those other players. And
Colton Anderson entering the game here. Get him a little piece of Mr. Gregory.
Well, Weston.
Weston Birdle with a deep three-pointer. Puts Clay County ahead 56-21. Huge lead here in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes now. Just under 4 minutes to go.
Anderson going to make call for the foul.
Colton Anderson getting his licks in. We got another sub coming in. Hayden Adams replaces Weston Birdwell. So now we got Hayden Adams, Colton Anderson, Andrew Smith, Kyler Westmoreland.
Kyler, yeah. You was wanting to say Robert, probably.
Probably was. And did I say Nolan Adams? Really good test for me here, guys. Going deep into the roster.
That's right. Ain't getting tougher.
Free throw's good by Gregory for Macon County. Gives them a total of 22 points for the game. The second one's no good. Rebounded by Smith.
34-point difference in this thing.
Smith makes the move, pulls up for the three. It's good. Andrew Smith for three. Put Clay County's total to 59. It's 59-22. Here late in the fourth quarter, Clay County leads. We'll be back after this.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here in Salina, Clay County leads 59-22. Action on the Macon County end. Saw Macon County's Calvert get fouled. He'll go to the line for two. I think he was fouled by Clay County's number 34, Hayden Adams. Rebound by Anderson after the miss. Clay County will bring it up. Westmoreland from the left wing misses the three-pointer. Gets his own rebound. Kyler keeps it alive to the corner, and he's going to get fouled. Macon County defender with a little bump.
You know, Kyler, another one of these guys, didn't play last year and decided to come back out on the squad. He's a junior, and he showed some promise. Thomas, I think next year he'll factor in and be a big part of this Bulldog team.
Yeah, and, you know, got some valuable experience early on in the season during that long football run, Daniel. And, you know, I think he's helped the young man for sure.
Yeah.
I see Reese Adams in the game now. He's battling for a rebound. This is going to be poked away by Macon County out of bounds. Clay County will have it under their own goal. A set play, throws it out top to Waylon Cherry in the game. Pass it to the right corner. Nolan Adams fouled on the drive to the goal. Clock still running here after that.
These guys, you know, saw some action earlier, Thomas, prior to this one. JV games, boys and girls. Clay County winning both of those JV games.
Yeah, I think the Clay County and JB team only lost one game this year, as far as I know. Won the district tournament. We talked about that. Yeah. And playing really well. A lot of good young talent on this team besides the top ten.
Yeah. Nolan Adams, 1 of 2 from the line. Clay County leads 60-22 over Macon County. Time ticking away. We got about a half minute left in this ball game. Clay County subs are playing hard, defending just like they watch the starters do every night.
53 come in like a big wrecking ball, didn't he?
Yeah, Reese Adams tried to gather the rebound and was pretty much mauled, yeah. But no call.
We got a mercy rule running clock going right now.
Yeah, the clock's just expiring.
I ain't sure what they stopped it for. Coach Owens just got a technical foul. 7 seconds left. Figured he might as well get him one, I guess.
A bit of frustration here, I'm sure.
So good to see who, what young player gets to take these pressure-packed free throws here.
Nolan Adams. Yep. You know, we got to watch a lot of that JV game down at Gainsborough the other day, Thomas. I did anyway. You was busy trying to get the internet connection, but Nolan played really well in that game. And, Thomas, we have a lot of listeners curious about internet situation. You got anything, got a plan for next week? They're really worried about the coverage.
Oh, we've always got a plan. We'll figure something out.
Worst case scenario, we go audio only, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's clear.
2 on the free throws. Clay County will still have possession here with 7 seconds left. They'll inbound the ball. 61-22. 3-2-1. The final horn is going to sound. Clay County's going to win this one big time. 61-22 over Macon County. Daniel, that puts their record at what? Well, we're going to go to break. We'll be back, folks. Clay County, big victory here tonight.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County's ladies move on to 22-4 with their win tonight, and the boys are 21-3. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Not a whole lot to talk about in this one, Daniel. I thought Clay County needed to come out sharp. I thought they did that. Come out and jumped on Macon County. It was 17-7 at the end of the first quarter. They were up by 13 at one point until Macon County made a three at the buzzer. So a 9-0 run got them there. We saw Alec Kerr come out and make a few shots. We saw Bryce Bailey really kind of set the tone in this one. Jimmy Virtue scoring in the second quarter. Just kind of doing what you need to do in a game you're supposed to win, I thought was what Clay County did.
Yeah, that's, we didn't talk about that, but inferior opponent, being honest about it, you don't want to let them hang around, and they didn't. They didn't let them hang around at all.
No, they led 17-7, like I said, at the end of the first. 36-11, they were up 25 at halftime. So once the ball started rolling, they just kept going.
Maybe the biggest halftime lead of the year.
Could be.
Clay County, at the end of the day, playing their best ball when it matters most.
Yeah, I think so. For Macon County, no one in double figures. And I may have missed a few points, but led by Brady Driver with 7. Dalton Hudson had 5. Casey Gregory, 3. McCade Mix, 3. Corey Shrum, 1. And Lee Jenkins, 2, I think. For Clay County, a lot of guys on the board. And I talked about everybody being real close to that double figure mark. Only one got there. We saw Nolan Adams finish with 2 points. Andrew Smith knocking down a three. I thought that was a big shot for him to regain some confidence. Weston Burble coming in was 7 points late. Nate Adams had 6. Wyatt Browning, 9. John Hamilton, 3 points. Jimmy Burchett, 3. Alec Kerr, 9 points. We talked about him coming in. I wanted to see him get a little confidence. I think he did that, knocked down a three at one time. Hadn't really found that stroke in a while, so I think that's important heading into this one. And Keaton Arms also 9 points. So three with 9 points, and then led the way was the senior Bryce Bailey with 10. Same thing for him. Got the stroke back, got it going. Just a pretty good night for Clay County.
It was, all around. That dog wrap-ups were brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one little set of ads here, a promo. Come right back, announce tonight's TDS Top Performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Solana on East Lake Avenue, Solana Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, Horizon Sports Network. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game, starting with the girls' action. We chose a senior here on senior night, Miss Abby Head. Abby, a great lady dog, has turned into a really solid basketball player. Always has been good, but good outside shooter, good tenacious defense. Always a good hustle. She's the recipient of a lot of those turnovers when we go, you know, two-thirds length of the court passes. She's always the one down there receiving a lot of those. Saw more of those tonight. And you just, it's not that she's hanging around back there. It's that she's sprinting from down here to get in position to do that. And that's the type of player she is. Just a good hustler. Signed with Johnson University, Aristy here at Clay County High School. Wish her good luck with that. And, you know, that's a big deal, Thomas. You know, there's all different sizes and levels of collegiate basketball, but I tell you this much, whether it's a big one, a small one, and I'm not even sure where Johnson sits on that list, every one of them are a huge commitment.
They are.
Such a sacrifice of your life, your time, such a commitment. So huge credit to her character for being willing to take that on. And obviously, she's not done here in Bulldog Country yet.
No, she's not. I think the best is yet to come for Abby Head and her high school career. And you know, in order for this Clay County team to get to where it wants to be, and that's back to the state tournament,
right.
That's their goal. That's where they want to be. Abby Head, Riley Burchett, Hallie Buford, this entire team's going to have to step up their game.
Yeah.
And that's saying something, to take their games to another level. For Abby Head to take hers to the next level, she's going to have to really do some things. Because let me tell you, it's pretty doggone good the way it is. What gets me, like you talk about her speed and her effort on the defensive end, I think that's what goes away. We talk about Wicks and coming in and being the defensive spark, or not goes away, but it's kind of failed by the wayside as far as us talking about it.
Right.
Her effort on the defensive end is unrelenting.
Yeah.
We talk about Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr being that type of pesky defender. The way she moves her hand and moves her feet, she stays in front of her, the opposing player, and really plays tough, hard-nosed defense for the Lady Dogs, too. And she knocks down big shots. If you go back to the scoring summary of this game, she knocked down a three at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the half, Daniel. And that was a key shot. Clay County only led by 9.
Yep.
Right before the break, Head knocked down that three on the set play with time ticking away and put them up by 12, and they kind of went from there because Macon County was kind of making a game of it there in the second quarter.
Yeah, you talk about the defense part. She's always doing up there in the trap. It's her and Lacey, it's her and Hallie. She's always part of that trap. And you mentioned the shooting. On the season, I've done crumpled up my paper from the girls' game.
45%, pretty much.
That's from three.
Oh,
that's
right,
from
right,
three.
Right.
She's 85% from free throw. I don't know what her two-point is. That speaks for itself.
Yep.
You can place those percentages quite likely amongst all-time greatest ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because
well, here's the other thing, too. She's been recruited and was signed as a point guard.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You don't see many point guards that can shoot the ball like Abby Heck.
Well, that's true. That's true. Got the ability to do more. Boys action. Another senior we chose there. You talked about it pregame, Thomas. I see him across the way with a huge contingency of his family right now taking a group picture. Bryce Bailey, hard worker, good guy, waited his turn, playing big ball. You wanted to see him find his stroke tonight. He did early. He was the one that had the early surge of scoring to build this Clay County lead that they never did extinguish.
Yeah, Bailey came out and scored the first 3 or 4 points of this contest. We talked about his drive right off the tip and what he was doing there. He kind of had that fire in his eyes tonight when he came out. And then he nailed a three there late to kind of let Clay County run away with it, late in the first quarter is what I'm talking about. You know, Bryce Bailey's just one of those guys that you root for.
Yeah.
You know, he does it the right way. And let me tell you something. He's become a complete player this year in a whole lot of ways. Last game down in Jackson County, he shut down their best scorer, Jordan Arroyo. So sometimes we like to make these things more about not just the player of the game, but the entire season. But, you know, Bryce Bailey can do it all. And like Head, Clay County and these Bulldogs and Coach Edwards, they need Bryce Bailey to bring it even more, and I think he started that here tonight.
I agree 100%. Tonight's TDS top performers, Abby Head and Bryce Bailey, they were brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Of course, it was senior night here at Clay County High School. Abby Head, Izzy Hale, Paige Matthews, Bradley Burchett, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey, who hadn't I said?
John Hamilton. There he is.
We're not going to go into talking about them tonight because they got a lot more basketball. Let's face it. This was their last regular season home game here in Joe Sims Gym, but I'm willing to wager it is not their last here in Joe Sims Gym. I think they'll earn the right to play at least one more, maybe two, here again, region quarterfinals and sub-state. Tomorrow night, Clark Range, last game of the regular season. On the road, of course, 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls. Lady Dogs trying to win at a place that they have not won since 2002. Both teams trying to wrap up perfect conference records, 8-0. Both of them have clinched the top seed. Win, lose, or draw, that won't matter. But nobody wants to go up there and drop a contest, do they?
No, and I think this one, talking to Coach Sims there in the Eco Panels Lady Dog wrap-up, I know it means a lot to him,
yeah.
But I think it means a lot to this team right here, too. These Lady Dogs, these seniors, and Coach Matt Walker, I'm excited about tomorrow night.
Well, why wouldn't they want to do something that has never been done in their lifetime?
Right.
They wouldn't even lie the last time
right.
We went up there. We're going to do it tomorrow night. Folks, we're glad you tuned in tonight. A lot of help to get this thing done. As always, Matt Adams behind the camera. Joe Sims helping us out tonight, as always. John Weaver coming in, joining us. We appreciate him. Hope Coach Watson travels safe. He was over at TTU tonight. Thomas Weaver, he's never missed one of these, just completed his 164th broadcast here on the Horizon Sports Network. I've called 163
okay,
to this. I'm one behind you.
I'm just one.
Yeah, just one at this point. But anyway, folks, we appreciate you. Appreciate our sponsors. For everybody I just mentioned, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.